High school football is on the air. This is the Coach's Pregame Show, brought to you by Furniture Direct. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings.
And good evening. Welcome to tonight's pregame show as we get you sent for Adam Central and 6th-ranked McCook tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Spent a couple of minutes with Adam Central head coach Sean Mulligan. Coach, it basically comes down to this, the final game of the regular season. If we can beat McCook, we're in the playoffs next week. You got to really treat this as a playoff game tonight.
Yeah, and we've actually treated the last 4 weeks as playoff games based on the fact that we knew if we lost any of those games, we wouldn't have the opportunity to be in the playoffs. But we're in the position that we wanted to be because our kids had a goal to have a winning record and be in the playoffs, and that's on the table for us tonight.
We've talked about your schedule all season long. The first 4 weeks was brutal. You've come back at, and win four games here at the end of the season. Talk about how this team has really grown up here in the last 4 weeks of the season.
Well, we battled early on this season where we knew we were an underdog, and we were learning a new offensive philosophy, and we had some kids that were playing positions for the first time and learning some experience. So it was nice to be able to compete in the majority of those games and then to get to a schedule where we knew that we were as physically good, if not better than some of the teams, and get some confidence. Because I know after we lost our third game, we were really kind of down on ourselves. We were frustrated in the fact that we weren't winning games, but yet we still thought we were a pretty good football game. And then when you start winning some games, it does help build your confidence throughout the season. So I'm happy with how the kids have pushed the entire season on how they've kept their heads up, even though some of the things didn't go for us the way we wanted to at the beginning of the season, and we just continue to get better every week.
Are you excited to play this so-called playoff game this week?
Yeah, going down to McCook is a different environment. It's something that I've experienced a number of times in my coaching career. I try to get the kids a little bit ready for it and kind of explain to them what's going to go on down there, and so they're not awestruck as far as what McCook tries to present before the game. But, you know, once the game kicks off, it's the two sides going against each other. It's the kids on the field that will ultimately determine who will win the game.
Get the feeling they're excited to play this one?
Our kids are McCook kids, both. I think they're both excited to play it. We're excited because we have the opportunity to beat a team and send a message to Class B that we're competitive and we can win this game. And then McCook's excited to play it also, too, because it's a game that they want to win on their home field, and they're having a quality football team come in, too. So I'm sure both teams will be very excited to play.
Last week you picked up a win over Lexington 28-15. Maybe that's your A game. You had to do it some different ways last week.
Yeah, I mean, we actually played better than I think most people did. We just had more turnovers than what we've had in the past. You know, you take those three turnovers away, which you can never do. We pretty much, I think, controlled the game from start to finish. Lexington is not a poor football team, even though they're 1-7. They do some nice things offensively and defensively. They have a couple of skill guys that could, you know, try to shut us down with some of our passing game. But I was happy with the way we played. You know, we won 28-7 and easily could have been even worse than that. So the score wasn't indicative of how much we controlled the game. So not our best game this season, because we kind of almost played perfect against Hastings High. We were perfect on the offensive side of the ball and played very well defensively. I think that kind of comparison made us maybe think that we didn't play quite as well.
Coach, did not have a very good success throwing the football last week against Lex. What did they do to shut you guys down there?
Well, they didn't really do anything. We just focused on the run game more. Brecken had a little bit of a tough game, but the three interceptions that he had, one was just a hair off, and it was a tip ball. Kid made a great catch. One was a play where Cole normally goes up and makes the play, and their defender ended up making the interception. And then towards the end of the game, I got a little greedy and should have went for a field goal, and he just threw it a little bit late, and the kid just made a nice break on the ball. You know, if you complete those three passes right there, he's 10 for 14 in the game, a 70% completion with three touchdowns, and we're not even having this conversation. So he's got to let those interceptions go earlier in the game, and we've had a lot of conversations going this week. He's going to be a big part of our success against McCook because he does throw the ball very well, and he will have a good game for us.
You talked about the running game. Mark Zexter, another terrific game, 238 yards, a couple of touchdowns in the ball game last week.
Yeah, and we decided early on in that game to focus on the run because we were having so much success, and we didn't have the ball a whole lot against Lexington in the first half, and I think Mark had 150 yards at halftime and ran it some more than 10 times. So we just focused on the run part. If that's what they're going to give us, then that's what we're going to take, and it'll be the same thing with McCook. If they want to try to defend our pass, then we'll let Mark hopefully run through them, and if they want to stack the box, then we'll let Brecken throw the ball out to Cole and some of those guys.
You just get that little gut feeling, don't you, when you enter these ball games that, yeah, this game we're going to focus on the passing game, this game we're going to focus on the running game?
Yeah, we do. I think this will be more of a throw-oriented game for us. I do think that we need to be diverse in it, but we've always been a pass-first team, but there's been some games that we've run the ball more successfully than we've thrown the ball. But, the beginning quarter, that first corner, it's kind of seeing how they're going to line up, how they're going to try to take away some of your receivers, what's their blitz packages is going to be, and then you make some decisions off of that.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about McCook as our pregame show continues after this.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
October nights are perfect for sleeping, and with the Columbus Day sale at Furniture Direct and Beauty Rest, you'll sleep like a kitten. Beauty Sleep Queen sets are only $389. Beauty Rest Queen sets are as low as $599. See more outstanding buys online. No interest financing is available too. 24 months subject to credit approval. Hurry in to Furniture Direct on South Burlington in Hastings behind Sonic's and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Back with Adams Central head coach Sean Bowling and his team on the road here tonight playing at 6th-ranked McCook, a team that is 7-1 in the season. They beat Hastings High last week, and naturally they got great tradition at McCook. You got to battle that in addition to this year's team.
Yeah, the University of McCook, as we like to joke about it around here, they're the dominant program in the southwestern part of the state and a very, very good program in Class B overall. Very impressed with everything I always seen on them on film as far as how they run their program offensively and defensively. They're just a very aggressive team and a team that's always have to be reckoned with.
Well, let's start with their offense. First of all, they're a rushing football team. That's what they want to do tonight.
Yeah, very good up front. Their footwork, their technique, their hand placement, their angles on how long they stay with blocks. As being an offensive line coach for a number of years, I'm always very impressed on how well they coach their offensive linemen, and it always starts up front. They always have very good skilled people with their receivers in their backfield, too. The quarterback can always run the ball, and getting their quarterback back last week against Hastings High makes them a little bit more diverse where they can throw the ball better than maybe they've done earlier in the season. But we got to try to hold the line of scrimmage and stop the Veer game as best that we can.
They got a couple of running backs that can really cause you some trouble tonight.
Yeah, their team speed is going to be better than our team speed, but if we have four or five guys taking the correct angle and rallying to the ball, hopefully we'll be okay.
They're usually very big up front, which could cause a problem for us.
Yeah, they got one kid that's 6'10", 340, so he's just a little bit bigger than some of our kids. But, it's pad level, it's angles, it's how long you want to stay blocked, and getting off of those. And there's 11 guys that's on the field. It doesn't take one guy to win a football game. It takes 11 guys. So we'll rally on the defensive side of the ball, and we'll use all 11 guys on the offensive side of the ball to do well, too.
What will they do offensively? We talked about their Veer game. Is that what they're going to stick with?
Well, for the most part, yes. They're tight end oriented to what we see on film. And they read the end, and most of the time they give it to their back. Their quarterback is athletic, and he can pull it and then throw it to their shovel route guy. But it's a run-oriented team, and if you can get them off the field and get your offense on the field, you have a chance of beating them.
They don't throw the ball much, but when they do, it's usually a big play. You can't really fall asleep defensively.
With the return of their quarterback, they've improved their passing game immensely. He throws a really nice ball, so you can't really stack the box. And they did have some success against us last year throwing the ball based on the fact that we couldn't stop the run, so then we started packing it in, and then they just threw it out and had a kind of a heyday on it. We're a much better team this year than we were last year, so hopefully it's a lot more competitive game.
All right, McCook on defense, what will they do?
Blitz, and then when they're done, they'll blitz again, and then they'll send another guy, and they'll blitz again. Just very aggressive in their scheme with their linebackers. That say probably 70-75% of the time they're bringing somebody in some area. And so we spent a lot of time this week trying to work on their blitz packages.
Okay, so we're going to have a good game from our offensive line tonight. Number one, rushing the football or moving the ball and then picking up the blitz packages from McCook.
Yeah, well, if you hold the ball too long and you're throwing it, then that allows the blitzes to get to you. If you get rid of it quickly on a hitch, a slants, and a quick fade and stuff like that, then it does stop teams from blitzing a little bit. So hopefully we can be diverse enough to run outside and inside and then throw the quick passing game that will keep them on their heels.
Coach, what are you telling your team for tonight? How do we come out here with an upset win?
It's a mindset, first and foremost. Last year I said it was men versus boys, and they were the men and we were the boys, but it wasn't because they were that much physically better than us. I think it came into the game that the mindset that they were going to win, and we were hoping that we could play with them. And so I really focus with them all week long is that we are a good football team. We have an opportunity to win this game, and I have every expectation of coming down and winning the game. So hopefully the kids have that same mindset also.
How do we move the ball against McCook tonight?
Be diverse, not be one-dimensional. Don't throw it every down. Don't run it every down. make them guessing as far as what we're doing and just allowing some of our playmakers to make plays. Mark Zekstra to get the ball in his hand, make a kid or two miss, hopefully take it to the end zone, and Cole Spady do what he's done all year long as far as making big plays for us, and Kyler Wormstead moving the chains and Brecken making good decisions. If those four guys play well for us, we'll be in the game in the fourth quarter.
And then stopping the McCook offense, what's the keys to that?
Rally to the ball. Pad level with our defensive line. We've done a really good job all year long of controlling the defensive line, especially the last 4 or 5 weeks. And we just got to continue to make sure that we're in the right position to know who's eligible and just as many guys on the football as possible.
All right, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Sean Mulligan, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Sonic Adams and the play-by-play description up next. It's Adams Central and McCook tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Coach's Pregame Show brought to you by Furniture Direct. Get more than you'd expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirect.com. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
High school football is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school football tonight here on 1230 KHAS on the road with the Adams Central Patriots. We're in McCook tonight as Adams Central gets set to take on the 6th-ranked team in Class B, the McCook Bison. It's an all-or-nothing game tonight for Adams Central. They win, they'll advance to the Class B state playoffs. Yeah, they dropped this game tonight. It's going to take a miracle to get the Patriots into the 16-team field next week, starting with the state playoffs. So a big, big ball game, obviously, for Sean Mulligan and his Adams Central Patriots. AC opening up the year with those four losses. The Grand Island Northwest is Sydney, Aurora, and Scotts Bluff. But the Patriots have come back to win four games in a row, beating Gehring, Alliance, Hastings High, and knocking off Lexington. So they're sitting at 4-4 in the season. They face a team that has been ranked in the top 10 all season long in both Metro newspapers. McCook, they're number 6 this week, according to the Lincoln paper, sitting at 7-1 in the season. Their only loss was a 29-7 decision to the Aurora Huskies. I'm Mike Will. We'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And, Jimmy, it's always a great time when we come out here to McCook. A great atmosphere, playoff type of atmosphere here tonight between the Patriots and the McCook Bison.
Really is, and we got to talking on the way out here. 2011 was the last time we were out here at the same table, looking out the same window. A different scenario, though. Bill Carlin was the head coach, not Sean Mulligan. Sean was on the staff, but the Patriots needed to beat McCook to get into the playoffs. They did that in big fashion, come away with the upset win, got into the playoffs. So we'll hope that scenario, it's the same situation this year. Adams Central has to come up with a win to get into the playoffs. But give Sean Mulligan and the coaching staff credit. They've done a great job. They lost those four games in a row. They kept the kids in it. They kept their heads high. They could have folded up the tents and just went into the basketball season, but they haven't. They've won four straight games, and now they find themselves on the threshold of the Class B state playoffs. This is going to be a tough test. Jeff Gross puts a great product together. This is a very good football team year in and year out here in McCook. This is going to be a stern test for the Patriots here tonight.
McCook is a team that's averaging 246 rushing yards per game, 71 through the air. Adams Central a little bit more balanced. They average 214 yards through the air and about 149 yards rushing the football. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we guess it for football tonight. Hastings, Adams Central, and McCook from 1230 KHAS. Thank you. playing of the national anthem as we get sent for football here tonight on 1230 KHIS. The weather definitely going to be a factor here tonight, Jimmy. It's a great night temperature-wise, 57 degrees. It's a mostly clear sky, but we also got to very windy conditions here in McCook tonight. They're northwesterly at about 22 miles per hour. The team that's moving from our right to our left can be right into a stiff wind, and that does not bode well for Adams Central because the Patriots want to throw the football around a little bit tonight.
Well, they really do, and Brecken Reed has really had a good year, thrown for over 1,600 yards. His best buddy on the year has been Cole Spady. Cole's hauled in a bunch of passes for Brecken this season. 48 catches, 856 yards, 11 touchdowns. But again, when we left Hastings today, the wind was not very strong. The farther west we got, it was more cloudy. Temperatures cooled a little bit, and the winds have been blowing. That's going to be a big test. You look at the other side, McCook likes to run the football. That sets up McCook a little bit better than what Adams Central likes to do offensively.
McCook has got their regular starting quarterback back in there for tonight. Caleb Sheets is his name. He actually broke his jaw in the first ball game against the Lions. And Sheets has been trying to get back into the action. He finally got back into the ball game last week against the Hastings High Tigers. Played most of the ball game last week against Hastings High. And it'll be Caleb Sheets getting the start for the McCook Bison here in the football game here tonight. So dropping back deep, Adams Central is going to get the ball first. It's going to be Zechster dropping back deep. And also Wormstad, they're going to sit at about the two-yard line. So Adams Central will be going into the wind here in this first quarter of play. So we'll see what Sean Mulligan and the offensive coaches can do here as the McCook Bison will get ready to kick things off. Sam Smith is the kicker for McCook. We'll get to the starting lineups here in just a second as we're set to go with high school football. The District 7 championship on the line tonight in Class B as Adams Central gets set to take on the Bison. And immediately there's an indication, Jimmy, the wind blows the football off of the tee here at the 40.
Well, as I look over here just off the end zone, looking at the flags up at top, I kind of thought maybe they have calmed a little bit, but they're just a lot of gusty winds. This football field sets down into a little bowl, and so the winds are going to be gusting. They're going to be a test all night long. Surprised they didn't put a player up there to hold the football as it did blow off the tee.
All right, so Sam Smith is ready to go again. He's got the whistle. And again, the Patriots will send a couple of guys back deep inside their five-yard line. Here comes the run-up on the boot by Smith, and the football game is underway. End over end kick, and it's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. The starting lineups here tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Brecken Reed at quarterback tonight for EC. Mark Zechster in the backfield. Your four wide receivers will be Jack Keller, Cole Spady, Peyton Broderick, and also Kyler Wormstadt. And across the front here for EC, you're going to have Cale Pleak, also Kendall Oberheide, Alex Baker, also Trevor Bumgardner, and Zach Christensen. So Adams Central has got the ball to start their first drive of the ball game here at the 20-yard line. Brecken Reed rolls to his right side. Pitchback is going to come there to Mark Zechster, and he's going to be wrapped up and thrown down on the turf at the 20-yard line. So no gain in the play. McCook on the defense here tonight. We'll have Jarrett Matson, Matt McBride, also Aaron Colburn and Riley Loop across the front. The backers for McCook is going to be Brent Brumbaugh, also Duncan Fassler, Ben Bradley, and also Zach Schlager. In the defensive secondary for McCook, Jared Bryant, Joe Schlager, and Isaac Larson. No gain on the last play. Second down and 10 yards to go here for AC. The Patriots on the far side hash mark. Brecken Reed looking over the defense here in McCook. That McCook defense is very, very good. Brecken Reed wants to throw, swings it out here. It's caught. Zechster with the ball. Zechster is chopped down here at the 17-yard line. A loss of 3 yards in the play. So the Patriots, a couple of plays there. Saw off the drive in the McCook defense. We knew it was going to be tough. We go minus 3 here, and it's third down and 13. They're down in 13 yards to go here for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, working from our right to our left here in this first quarter of play. Wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Three wideouts out to the right side now. In fact, the Patriots will go with an empty backfield. Three to the right, two to the left side. Brecken Reed looking over the defense again on third down at about 13 yards to go. The ball is pushed back here to about the 17-and-a-half-yard line. Reed standing in the pocket. Here comes the pressure. Reed is in trouble. He's sacked, and down he goes inside the 8-yard line, and the Patriots go in the opposite direction here in this first series of the ball game. Brecken Reed is sacked. That's the sixth quarterback sack of the season for this McCook defense.
Yeah, they had a refreshing play here at Benson. a rushing play off the right side, went for no gain, and then that sack there was for 10, and then a completed pass for minus 3, and now Patriots have to punt the football away. The punter will stand about 5 yards deep in the end zone. McCook is going to get tremendous field position. Remember, the winds are blowing very strong here.
All right, so the Patriots are in trouble here early. There's a bobbled snap of the end zone. They try to get the ball away. They're going to be tackled, and it's going to be a safety, I do believe, right down around the goal line. And it's going to be a touchdown. The ball came loose from the punter, and a touchdown is scored there by the McCook Bison. So disaster here for the Adams Central Patriots on their first drive. The Patriots trying to punt the football. A lot of pressure in there. They just kind of took it away from the punter there, and they got on top of the football in the end zone for his score. And McCook, just like that, goes out on top of a score of 6-0.
Yeah, big, big play from McCook on special teams. Again, the ball bounced along the ground there, not able to come up with it very cleanly, and just a first big break for McCook here in this ballgame.
All right, now McCook's going to try the extra point. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes sailing toward the uprights. It is good. So the Patriots turn the ball over on their opening possession of the ball game, and McCook scores here. 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play. 9:50 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. McCook 7, Adams Central nothing.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike and Will and Jimmy Purcell back here in McCook. So not a good start there for the Adams Central Patriots. They go three plays and they had to punt from deep in their own end. And the Patriots have a bobbled snap on that punt. It was a fumble in the end zone. McCook falls on top of it. So just like that, it's a 7-0 ball game. McCook is out on top.
Yeah, could not have been the worst start that you would plan up for an offensive team. 13 yards, minus 13s on that first three plays. And then the special teams play in the end zone. I did not get the McCook player that came up with the recovery in the end zone. But nevertheless, McCook leads this ball game 7-0. AC again with a needing a victory to get into the Class B state playoffs.
There's the kickoff, and again, it's going to go sailing into the end zone and out. So AC again, not very good at the first possession and the big mistake. And now the Patriots find themselves down here to the McCook Bison. We've got 9:50 to play in the first quarter. The worst possible start here for AC as they work themselves into the win here in period number one.
Well, one of the things I was going to say, this McCook defense, year in and year out, this is always a big physical team up front on the offensive and defensive side of things, and they're very, very fast. They've got great skill players, and that is this defense here. And Sean Mulligan said the pregame show, you'll see them blitz a lot throughout the ballgame. They're going to try to get in Brecken Reed's face and distract anything he wants to throw downfield.
All right, Brecken has got wide receivers all over the place. There's a handoff. That's going to go straight up the gut. That's going to be Zexter. As Zexter carries the ball to about the 23-yard line. So a pickup of 3 yards, but that's their best play so far this first quarter. They went three plays. Everything was in reverse on that first series. Finally gets some positive yardage here as Zexter brings the ball to the 23. He's going to bring up a second down and 7. Just underway here in McCook, the District 7 championship on the line tonight. Here in Class B as the Bison are out on top of the Patriots by the score of 7-0. Zexter sends up to the right now of Brecken Reed in the backfield. Wide receivers go left and right again on second down and 70 yards to go. The Patriots with the ball on their own 23. Brecken Reed wants to throw, dances in the pocket, starts off left, then right, then he's buried back here at the 18-yard line. And busting through there for the McCook Bison and getting the tackle on the play coming off of the edge for McCook is going to be Logan Bunger. Bunger gets the quarterback sack. That's 2 now in this ball game. That's a 7 now for the season for this McCook defense.
Well, that was just a coverage sack. You watch downfield. Everybody was locked up. Cole Spady was on the near side of the field out here at the numbers. He drew attention from two guys. They know exactly what kind of year that Spady has had. So it's going to be very tough for Brecken to get the football to Cole. He's going to have to look for some other guys. Kyler Wormstadt would be a guy. But again, a good defensive play there by McCook.
Third down and 12 yards to go. The ball is pushed back here to the 18-yard line. In wide receivers left and right, Brecken Reed to the ball, sprints out right side, unloads. It's going to be caught out here at the 27-yard line. And that's not going to be enough for a first down. The pass completion to the far sideline to Peyton Broderick. They get the ball into the 27, but that's going to be about 3 yards shy of a first down. And that's going to bring up another fourth down situation. And the Patriots, for the second time tonight, will have to punt the football away. So Adams Central will punt back here as they stand at the 15-yard line. The last one was a disaster. We'll see what we can do right here. There's the punt now by Adams Central. They get this one away, but look at this punt. The line of scrimmage was the 27, and this is going to come out to the 40-yard line. A 13-yard punt there by Isaac Stutzman of Adams Central. So Stutzman was the guy who was back to the first time, Jimmy, who bobbled a snap that was into the end zone for a score. Stutzman now gets off a 13-yard kick, and the McCook Bison are set up here at the 40-and-a-half-yard line of Adams Central.
Well, and again, this is an offensive team that is very good, very big up front, a couple of guys over 270. They've got one guy that I'm going to try to get him in with Vince McMahon with the WWE, 6'10", 340 pounds, mind you, the left guard here for McCook.
He is a big, big boy. Wide receivers go left and right. This is the first offensive play for the McCook Bison, but McCook has already got the lead by the score of 7-0 here in the ball game as the Bison just go straight ahead. There's poor tackling, slipping outside, 35 at the 30-yard line, still on his feet, 25, another missed tackle at the 20, at the 15, to the 10. And he's run out of bounds. That's Brent Bombach as he takes the ball. Jimmy, Adams Central had him stopped after about a 3-yard gain, and all of a sudden, Brent Bombach just squirts out of there. Very poor tackling there by the Adams Central Patriots.
31 on the gain, and that shouldn't have gone for any more than about 2 yards as Adams Central had him wrapped up right in the middle of the field, and somehow Bombach was able to get free off the left side. 31 yards later, it's first and goal for McCook.
Down around the 8-yard line, so McCook knocking on touchdown door again. There's a Bombach again against the call, and he is absolutely flattened on the play. Kendall Oberheide coming in from the defensive end spot, making the stop there for Adams Central. That's his 35th tackle of the season. He absolutely nails Bombach for a loss back here at the 11-yard line. A loss of 3 yards in the play. Second down and goal now for the McCook Bison. The ball is on the far side hash mark. The Bison out on top of Adams Central by a score of 7-0 tonight. As they will come up to the line of scrimmage, a couple of running backs in the backfield. Man goes in motion off on the far side. Stands in a pocket, throws it to the near side. Caught here at about the 5-yard line. He takes it down to about the 3. Pass completion there. Goes to the far sideline, and making the stab on that one is going to be Jarrett Bryant. Bryant, a 6'4", 180-pound senior for the McCook Bison. Nice pass there from Caleb Sheets to Bryant. Now the ball is sitting down here at the 3-yard line. Again, the Sheets guy is a guy who broke his jaw in the first ball game against the Lions. Got back into the lineup last week against Hastings High. He's more of a thrower than the other guy we're going to see out there tonight, Easton Gillen. So Sheets is under center now and third down and goal from the 3-yard line. Quick pitch comes outside, and it's going to be stacked up. Running the football there was Joe Slogger, the other running back there, but the Patriots right there defensively and nail him back here at the 5-yard line. A loss of a couple of yards in the play, and now McCook will have to go for a field goal attempt here on fourth down and goal.
Good defensive stand there by Adams Central. That was Max Winkler, leading tackler for the Patriots this season, getting in there and knocking the running back down. So a good job there. They give up a big rushing play, but then they stand their ground, and McCook going to go for a 3-spot here.
Yeah, this is a 22-yard field goal from Sam Smith. Ball is down. The kick is up, and Smith sends that one toward the upright. It is good. So Sam Smith hits on a 22-yard field goal. The McCook Bison have had the ball twice. They have scored twice. We've got 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. McCook 10, Adams Central nothing.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we talked about the weather, Jimmy, definitely being a factor in this football game. We have seen it here in the first 10 minutes of this ball game. Adams Central trying to move the ball into the wind, and a combination of the stout defense from McCook. The Patriots have been backed up within their own 20-yard line, and it's netted a couple of scores here for the Bison. 10-0 is the score.
Yeah, and you look at Adams Central total offense, minus 11 rushing and only 5 positive yards passing. And really, Brecken hasn't had a whole lot of time in there. He's been running for his life. You watch the linebackers, the 3 that Jeff Gross has out there on defense, and they're all faking blitz. Sean Mulligan knew coming in they were going to send blitz a lot to try to get into Brecken's face. They have. They've got double coverage on Cole Speedy. It's going to be tough. They're going to have to try to figure out other ways to distribute the football around to get some positive yards. AC yet with a first down here tonight.
All right, Smith has got the ball teed up again at the 40-yard line. They get into the football. It's an end-over-end kick. AC may have a chance here. Fielded at the goal line. Back quickly to the 15, to the 20-yard line. Dancing his way out to he got back to the 19-yard line. Bringing the ball back there for Adams Central that time is going to be Kyler Warmstead. Gets it right to about the 19-yard line. And it's going to bring a first down and 10. It's already down to 5:33 to play here in the first quarter. Patriots' third offensive possession of this first quarter. As Jimmy mentioned, without a first down so far in this ball game. Well, they got to get something going here, Jimmy, against the wind. Can ill afford to give this thing back to McCook and fall down by any more scores? And we're already down. 10-0 is the score. Brecken Reed, wide receivers all over the place again. He's got Zexter in the backfield. And now we got some movement on the offensive line. Somebody jumped up front. That's going to be Trevor Bumgardner. Bumgardner jumps. He's the right guard here for AC. He jumps on a cost out of Central 5 yards. So just about as bad as a start as you can imagine here for AC. A bobbled snap into the end zone in the first possession results in a touchdown. Then a 13-yard punt and a quick drive of 41 yards by the Bison. They get a field goal out of the thing. It's 10-0.
But we knew Adams Central coming in, as we like to say, you almost have to play a perfect game. So far, it hadn't started off very good for the Patriots.
Wide receivers go to the left side. In fact, 3 of them. Here's a handoff that's going to go to Zexter, and Zexter is going to be stopped here right at the line of scrimmage. Getting through there and making the stop for McCook is going to be Jarrett Batson. Batson, the defensive end, 6'3", 205-pound junior for the McCook Bison. He had 54 stops coming into the football game here tonight. We'll give him no gain in a play at second down and 15 yards to go after that 5-yard march up for the illegal procedure call. So the Patriots again in their own territory back here at the 14-yard line. 2 wide receivers to the left, 2 wide receivers to the right. Zexter in the backfield just to the right of Brecken Reed. As Reed looks over the defense, waiting for the snap, he's got it, backs up, slant pattern across the middle, incomplete. Incomplete pass. Trying to get the ball over here to the wide receiver, Cole Speedy. And the ball was knocked down there by the McCook Bison. So an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up third down now. Third down at about 16 yards to go.
Ben Bradley in there on coverage, one of the McCook guys. Again, Spady's been drawing double coverage all night. Reckon threw that about a step behind Cole, and very fortunate that one didn't get picked off. A couple of guys in red jerseys right there. But again, a third down call here. Very important for Adams Central to try to get the first down here and not give this football back to McCook.
Yeah, this is a big play. Again, McCook showing blitz here on third down, and 16 yards to go. Here they come. Brecken Reed's going to air it out down the left sideline. Nobody there. Incomplete pass. Again, Cole Speedy was the intended receiver. Back there in coverage, Joe Schlager and also Isaac Larson as they are doubling up Cole Speedy on the outside. And the Patriots again against the wind, Jimmy, has got to kick the football away. Still at 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
And again, Reed just trying to air one out on the near sidelines here to try to find his big play guy. And Speedy, again, he drew double coverage. And again, that ball just floated up into the wind over here to the out-of-bounds, the stripe down the sidelines. Incomplete, so Adams Central with their third punt of the night.
Here's Isaac Stutzman back into the ball game, right around his goal line. He's going to kick this baby away. High in the air. It's going to come out here to the 40-yard line, and it's going to take a McCook bounce as it goes to about the 38. So, again, a short field here for the McCook Bison. That was only about a 24-yard kick by Stutzman. So we've had one fumbled into the end zone. We've had a 13-yard kick and a 24-yard kick against the wind. And the McCook Bison taking advantage of Mother Nature here in the first quarter. They're sitting at the 38-yard line of EC.
Well, and there hasn't been any activity past about the 45-yard line here where McCook started their last drive. But again, just poor tackling yielded that 31-yard run. Then Adams Central buckled down a little bit tighter and kept them out of the end zone. We'll see what they do here. First and 10, McCook at the 39-yard line.
Caleb Sheets under center, I formation, handoff again. They're going to go off the left tackle and cross the 35 down to the 31-yard line. Carrying the ball was Joe Schlager. He is their leading ball carrier. He's got 704 yards coming into the football game here tonight, scored 9 touchdowns. We saw Bomback in that first series. He's got 663 yards and 8 touchdowns. Right there is Schlager. He picks up about, picks up about 8 yards in the play as they move the ball down here to about the 31-yard line. We'll call it second down and 2 yards to go. Wide receivers again left and right for Caleb Sheets. High formation. Here's a pitch back again to Schlager. He's met into backfield, and down he goes back here at the 31-yard line. Good job on the play there by Max Winkler for the Adams Central Patriots. This kid has had a sensational year. Head coach Sean Mulligan, he's their leading tackler on defense, a 5'9", 175-pound sophomore.
Well, and he's only getting to get better. Again, we touch on this. I know you don't like it so much, but a former Packer, he learned well. But Max has had a tremendous season, and again, only a sophomore. He's going to get better as the years come.
3 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Toot your own whistle there.
Yeah, they're running out, though.
Third down.
I'm losing them.
They're down in 4 yards to go. We got wide receivers again left and right. Here's a play-action pass. Sheets wants to throw. Swings it out here. It's going to be caught at the 27-yard line, out of bounds. They go on to Joe Schlager as he carries the ball. Or he catches the ball as he's running out of bounds here. Nice pass delivered by Sheets. That's going to be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they move the ball down here to about the 27-yard line. So it's going to be another first down there for Adams Central, or rather for McCook. They actually got the ball down here to about the 24-yard line. Wide receivers go left and right again. 2 wide receivers out to the left. Here's a handoff. That's going to go straight up the gut. That's going to be Schlager. He's across the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Inside the 5, down to the 2-yard line. Here's a simple blast play up the middle. Joe Schlager, the senior running back there from McCook, heading toward the end zone again. He's finally tackled here at the 2-yard line, and the Patriots are in a big, big jam early in this ball game.
Well, just a little delayed handoff there, and Schlager was able to trying to figure out the number there. Schlager was able to take it off the left side for about 12 yards, a first down. Now first and goal, Bison.
I thought I lost you there for a second. First and goal from the 2-yard line. Here's a Sheets. He's going to go straight ahead, and he's going to take it in the end zone for a touchdown. So Caleb Sheets on the quarterback draw, or just a simple running play, just called his own number, and Patriots just let him go right into the end zone without even touching him as Caleb Sheets takes it in from 2 yards out. And, boy, if you were late to us, 16-0 now McCook out on top.
Well, they made it look very, very easy on that drive. Again, we talked about their big offensive line. They're very balanced up front. They've got a couple of running backs in Bombach and Schlager, and they did a great job there on that, along with the offensive line, opening up some good holes. And, boy, the Patriots find themselves trailing 16-0, the PAT pending.
All right, here's Smith back into the ball game. The PAT goes up there. It is good. The PAT is good by the McCook Bison. Smith nails it. Patriots in trouble early. 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. McCook 17, Adams Central nothing.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in McCook tonight. District 7 championship in Class B on the line, and right now it's the McCook Bison out on top of Adams Central. The score is 17-0. Again, the inability for Adams Central to move the ball here in this first quarter, and the poor punting against the wind here by Stutzman, and the Patriots have given up 3 scores here in the first period. A couple of touchdowns and also a 22-yard field goal, and the Patriots are down by a score of 17-0 here in the first quarter. Smith has got the ball teed up again at the 40-yard line. Adams Central has just got to survive this first quarter, maybe turn things around in quarter number 2 and get the win to their back. Here's a Wormstad. He's going to bring it out of the end zone, but a touchback is called there, and Adams Central will have it again at the 20-yard line. Ironically, the officiating crew that we have tonight is the same officiating crew we had last week at Duncan Field when we had Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton. That's your old buddy, your old college roommate out there, and his crew has made the trek out here to McCook to officiate this ball game tonight.
Well, they did a good job last week. They threw a few extra in the second half of that ball game, but here, only one penalty flag. They're, I think, cold. They're not one to throw the laundry around a little bit, but AC comes to the line of scrimmage now, and again, still looking for their first down of the ball game.
All right, we got two wide receivers to the left side, one wide receiver to the right now, Brecken Reed waiting for the ball. He's going to throw it out here to the near side. Caught by Wormstad at the 30-yard line. Across the 30 to the 35 to the 36. There's the Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. They throw it out here to Kyler Wormstad. Wormstad grabs it. He takes it right down the near sideline right in front of the Patriot bench as he moves the ball to the 36, and the Patriots get their first down of the ball game.
For Wormstad, that is his 40th catch on the season at 386 yards for Wormstad, and just a simple little pass. Got to make it simple. Got to take baby steps. You got to try to crawl back in this game. And as I like what you said, you just try to hang on in this quarter, get the wind to your back in that second quarter.
AC moving right to left. They're against the 22-mile-per-hour breeze here in this first quarter of play. There's a handoff. It's going to go to Zexter as he finds for some running room up to about the 37-yard line. And it'll stop again for the McCook Bison, number 89, Logan Bunker in the stop. 6'1", 210-pound defensive lineman for the Bison. McCook is a great football team, actually. This is a battling tradition out here when you come out here. This is kind of the class of Southwest Nebraska when you come out here.
Well, the only loss this season was to Aurora. We got to see them with Adams Central earlier this season. This is a tradition-rich program. They don't like losing. They don't lose a whole lot during the regular season.
Second down at 8 yards to go. AC with the ball. Play-action pass. Reed stands in a pocket, throws it across the middle. It's incomplete. Trying to get it across the middle there to Jack Keller. Ball was delivered a little bit high. Back in coverage there for the McCook Bison was Caleb Sheets. Incomplete pass. That's going to bring up third down now. Third down is still about 8 yards to go for the Patriots. The ball is sitting at the 37-and-a-half-yard line. Still a minute and 37 seconds to play, Jimmy, in the first quarter. The clock can't run fast enough to get this field turned around here.
Well, and again, the field position has been the tough one. Adams Central's had it down deep in their own side of things. At least they've got the football out here to where we can maybe get a punt if we have to punt across midfield for the first time here tonight.
Brecken Reed with an empty backfield down. Three wide receivers out to the right, two to the left. Reed will back up, looks right, throws right, and it's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball again on a little slant to a Jack Keller, delivered a little bit high again. Back in coverage was a Joe Schlager, the safety for McCook. So they're going to be forced to punt for the fourth time, Jimmy, here in the first quarter with 1:33 to play. And again, McCook will get the football. 17-0 is the score. McCook out on top of EC today. So back deep is going to be Stutzman as he is standing here at his own 25-yard line. A little bit better field position now for EC. They'll get the ball away. A little bit better kick. It's going to bounce at the 35-yard line. It takes an Adams Central bounce across the 30 down to the 29-yard line. So at least the McCook Bison will have a 71-yard field here. That was about a 33-yard punt by Stutzman. By far his best punt of the night so far. But now you've got that high-powered McCook offense back out here in a team that doesn't throw the ball around a whole lot, although now with the return of their original quarterback, Caleb Sheets, they are throwing the ball a little bit more than they have throughout the year when Easton Gillen was their quarterback. He was more of a runner. He's a little guy. Gillen is a 5'9". Sheets, a good-looking frame. He's 6'2", 200-pound senior for the McCook Bison. Three wide receivers split out to the left side and first down and 10 yards to go. Here's a handoff right up the pipe again across the 35 up to the 37, 38-yard line. Carrying the mail there for the McCook Bison was number 55 running out of the backfield.
You don't see that a lot.
That's a Riley Loop, evidently. I had him listed as a 25, but Riley Loop is now running in the backfield with the number 55. He picks up about 8 yards in a play. Second down and 2 yards to go. Ball is sitting at the 37-yard line of McCook, working left to right. Play action pass again, rolling to his left is Sheets. His pass is going to be deflected down. So the Patriots got a little piece of that one deflected down as they tried to swing it out there to the far side. Getting a piece on it was a Kendall Oberheide for AC, a 6'2", 230-pound senior defensive end. So an incomplete pass, and it's third down now and 3 yards to go. McCook with the ball on their own 37-yard line. We got 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Oberheide and Pleak both have had good seasons defensively, both of them chasing after Sheets, the quarterback there, and Oberheide able to get his hands in there and knock that pass down. So to bring up a third down and about two, Inside a minute left here in the first quarter.
All right, they make some changes here in the backfield. They'll send a couple of wide receivers to the right side. Sheets waiting for the ball. He's got it. Now rolls right side. Sheets sets. He throws it back the other way. A guy is wide open. He grabs the ball at the 45-yard line. It goes tumbling down at the 43. A nice pass there to Brent Baumbach. Jimmy, there was a miscommunication there in the Adams Central defensive secondary. Baumbach was wide open as they throw the ball back against the flow of the play. Baumbach is wide open as he goes tumbling down here at the Adams Central 43-yard line. That's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down.
Yeah, and if that pass is hit in stride, he's just crossing the end line and getting in the end zone. That was wide open. He got loose in the Patriots secondary, and now McCook across midfield.
Here's Sheets going to hand the ball away again to Baumbach. This time he's going to be stuffed here right at the line of scrimmage. Got to take it right into the teeth of the bonesaw of this Adams Central defense. And he is then nailed here right at the line of scrimmage. No gain in the play. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central's Trevor Bumgardner. So no gain in the play. It's going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go. And I think that's going to be the last play of quarter number one. So we get to turn the field now as the Patriots will have the win here in the second quarter. It's been a major factor so far in this ball game as the McCook Bison scored three times in the first quarter with a win to the back. First quarter in the books here tonight. We'll take a break with a score. McCook 17, Adams Central nothing.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week, a 2015 Nissan Altima and a 2015 Dodge Challenger SXT. They're great buys at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in McCook tonight. High school football, week number 9, the final week of the regular season here. After one quarter, McCook out on top of EC by a score of 17 to nothing.
First quarter stats brought to you by the Food Cupboard in Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. For the Bison in that first quarter of action, Sheets was 3 of 4 passing for 27 yards. McCook rushed it 9 times for 58 yards, so 85 yards of total offense, 4 first downs in that first quarter. For Adams Central, Reed was 3 of 7 passing, 16 yards, but only 6 carries and minus 9 yards against this McCook defense. 7 total for AC, 1 first down, and McCook is back on the field with a second down and 9, the ball at the 41-yard line.
All right, so McCook has the ball fall out of the hands of the passer here, Caleb Sheets, and he falls on top of it back here at the 49. He went to throw the ball, Jimmy, and it just fell out of his hands there. Sheets goes back and plops on top of it here at the 49. Normally, you'd see that under rainy conditions. We don't have a drop out there. Just fell out of his hands.
Yeah, looking to pass it to over on the far side of the field, and yeah, just simply lost that. Very fortunate he was right there to able to get on top of it. Pleak was one of the guys that was in there to pounce on top of Sheets, but it was a loss back to about the 48-yard line, so it'll bring up a third down and long for McCook.
No score between Hastings High and Lexington earlier in the ball game in Lex tonight, second quarter. And we have a second quarter score. It's Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sandy Creek, 21-0. They're at Duncan Field. Third down now for McCook. Third down and 16 yards to go. Bison against the wind here in the second quarter. Sheets drops back, sets up a little screen pass. It's going to be caught here at the 50-yard line, and the Patriots are right there. They try to get it to a Baumbach. They got it to Baumbach, but right there the Patriots stuff it right at the 49-yard line. A good job by Adams Central on defense.
Austin Heineken defensively able to grab a hold of that shirt and hang on. Cale Pleak about got that ball. He just about got it off the hands of Sheets, but then he completes it to Baumbach. Heineken comes up with a big defensive play, able to bring him down a yard loss. McCook has to punt the football away. Good defensive stand there for Sean Mulligan's Patriots.
All right, it's Warmstad back deep. He averages about 5.8 yards per return. Sheets is the punter for McCook as he stands at his 37-yard line. He gets his baby away, kind of flutters up there in the air. It's going to go to the far side, bounces at the 20-yard line, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and they down the ball at the 2-yard line. Can anything else go wrong for AC? Now they've got the winner. They're back, and they get a great punt, and they start this drive with their own 2-yard line.
Yeah, and Sheets kind of got that off of just a fluttering spiral down the right side of the field. and everybody for Adams Central wisely just got away from it, and it hits the nose of the football at about the 20 and goes all the way down the two-yard line, so 98 yards. But AC now has the wind to work with at their backs. But, again, they've had their backs pinned against their own goal line this whole first quarter.
Well, now their play selection is going to be a little bit limited. We'll start this drive with the two-yard line. So having the poor field position in the first quarter, now they start this drive in the second quarter. With your quarterback standing in the end zone, there's the snap to Brecken Reed. He's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Zexter as he fights for some yardage out across the five, out to about the six-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Jarrett Manson, the defensive end for the McCook Bison. Actually, they bring the ball out here to about the 11-yard line. They started that one at about the 7, so they move it out here to about the 11-yard line. It's tough to see that at this end here. I remember this from the last time we were here.
We might as well be down on the sidelines as good as you could see from up here. So not very high.
Second down and 6 yards to go. The ball is at the 11-yard line. That's the Adams Central 11. Three wide receivers split out to the right side. One wide receiver will come to the left. So Brecken Reed with a little bit of area to work with back here. He rolls to his right. He stops. He throws the ball. It's going to be there's a penalty flag down. And we're going to have an interference call, I think, on McCook. Wormstad was the intended receiver, but he went down. We're going to have Bombach, I think, is going to be guilty of a foul here. Got a couple of penalty flags down, so they will try to sort this thing out. Bombach may have came up with that one, Jimmy.
Yep. Yeah, he actually got in front of Wormstad and picked the football off, but that's the indication there from our white cap, and it will go against McCook. That's the first penalty for the Bison.
All right, so they signal the other side of the field. The official press box is on the other side, so they make the indication looking the other way. We're going to see the rear end of the white cap. It's going to be an interference call here. So an interference call that notifies that interception there by Bombach of the McCook Bison. So AC gets a break as they move the ball out here to the 27-yard line. First and 10. Across the Park Pharmacy first down there on the penalty on the McCook Bison. Adams Central with wide receivers left and right. There's a handoff again to Zexter. Takes it off a left tackle. Zexter moves the ball here to the 27-yard line. Try to get outside, and you just can't do it against this McCook defense. They are very fast. They chop down Zexter. No gain on the play. Second down and about 10 yards to go. Clock is running. We're in the second quarter. 9:06 to play. Here in the first half, the McCook Bison out on top of Adams Central. It is 17-0. Here in the District 7 championship ball game tonight.
Zexer with 6 carries tonight and just 9 yards as he runs against this very stiff defense. Zexer coming in only needed 46 yards to be a 1,000-yard rusher. Going to be very tough to do against this McCook defense.
So second down and long here for AC. Ball is pushed out here to about the 28. Here's a handoff again to a Zexer. He just plows forward. He's across the 30 out to about the 32 or 33-yard line. So Zexer carrying the ball here for Adams Central. Tackle is made in there by Matt McBride, the defensive tackle, 225-pound senior at 6'2" for the Bison. But now we're looking at a third down situation. Third down here for Adams Central. Third down and about 4 yards to go as Adams Central has brought the ball out here to the 33-yard line. Patriots really need a third down conversion right here. Trailing 17-0. You've got Keller and you've got Wormstad split to the right side. I think that's Spady over there on the left side of the formation now as a wide receiver, two running backs in the backfield here with Brecken Reed. He's got the ball, stands in the pocket, swings it out here. It is caught at the 32-yard line, across the 35, out to about the 39. That should be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So they wanted to take the ball downfield there, just swung it out here to Mark Zexter as he brings the ball to the 39-yard line. They pick up the Crozier Park Pharmacy first down, and the Patriots move the chains.
Much-needed second reception of the night for Zexter. That one good for a little over 5 yards to get the football out close to the 40-yard line. Going to be spotted at the 39, but 7:38 left here. Patriots trail 17-0, but they've got a first down.
All right, two wide receivers again to the right side. Same formation, wide receiver to the left. Zexter is in the backfield just to the right of Brecken Reed. They fake the ball to him. Now they give the ball away to Zexter, and he's going to be stopped at the 39. So about a one-yard gain, and that's all she wrote there. A running play to Zexter. Jarrett Matson again into the stop for the McCook Bison. We'll give him a pickup of 1 yard, second down, and 9 yards to go. So Adams Central needs a win here tonight to move into the Class B state playoffs next week. If they lose, they going to need a miracle for everything to fall in place in order to qualify. So, essentially, they're looking for a win here tonight, their fifth straight win to get him into the Class B state playoffs next week. But Cook's sitting firmly entrenched in the Class B state playoffs. They have a mark of 7 wins and 1 loss coming in here. Here's Brecken Reed. He wants to throw. Stands in a pocket. A pass out here is going to be incomplete. They got the ball here to the 42. The Patriot fans wanted an early hit there as they tried to get it to Zexter, and he was hit from behind just as the ball got there at about the 42-yard line. Incomplete pass.
Ben Bradley with a big hat. That was able to jar the football loose. Might have been just a tick early, but the officials right there, no penalty flag thrown. Going to bring up a third down. I was looking on the far sidelines. My buddy is positioned on that side tonight. He's sure getting an earful from Jeff Gross. I can't imagine what he's got to complain about with a 17-0 lead, but well, Ruber, he's taking it pretty good.
Third down here and about 9 yards to go. Adams Central has got the ball on their own 39-yard line with a wind to their back here in the second period. 17-0. Bison have the lead over Adams Central. Wide receivers again left and right. Empty backfield. The pass across the middle is caught here at the 45. Out to the 50. Inside Bison territory to the 48-yard line at Crozier Park Pharmacy. First down. A completed pass again to Zexter. So that play has worked it quite a bit as Brecken Reed has found his running back coming out of the backfield, and they split Zexter out one way or the other, and he's found him a couple of times here. That's good enough for a first down at the 48-yard line.
3 catches, 15 yards on the night for Zexter. That is the 4th first down for Adams Central, and more importantly, they keep the ball in their possession, got the football into McCook territory for the first time tonight as they continue marching downfield against this McCook defense.
Empty backfield, 3 wide receivers to the left. There's a pass out there. Wormstad grabs the ball. He's across the 45, down to about the 42-yard line. Ball comes loose, and I think the Bison are on top of it. Wormstad fumbles the football, and it's going to be recovered here by the McCook Bison. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The recovery was made there by Jarrett Bryant. So a good-looking drive there by Adams Central, and the Patriots fumble the football away as Wormstad has it popped loose. Bryant picks it up there for McCook, and now the Bison have the ball on their own 39-yard line, already leading 17-0.
Well, and Adams Central is moving the football downfield just on short passes and allowing their skill guys to run with the football downfield. They got it in Kyler Wormstad's hands. Very sure-handed, very gifted individual. Now what do we got in?
We had one of the officials lose something here. They lost some equipment. Nope, somebody from McCook lost some equipment as they pick her up there. Take it back to the sidelines.
But unfortunately, Wormstad coughs up the football as Adams Central has their best drive of the night. But they kick, turn it back over to McCook.
Here's Sheets handing the ball away to Schlager as he brings the ball to the 40-yard line where he runs into a white brick wall there. Patriots bring him down after a little, if any, gain. That's Winkler again. And the stop for AC. They'll give him a pickup. They're going to give him forward progress to the 41-yard line. So actually 2 yards in a play. Second down, 8 yards to go. McCook with the ball with 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Bison scoring 17 points with a win to their back in the first period. And now we're going to have an official's timeout here. An official's timeout as we got some problems out there.
Winkler's cap come unbuttoned.
He's sent to go now, and now the Adams Central shifting around on defense on second down, 8 yards to go. McCook with the ball on her own 41-yard line, working right to left here in this second quarter of play. There's a fake handoff. Sheets still with the ball, throws it near side. Bombach grabs it at the 48, across the 50, 45, 40. Look at the speed. He just pulls away, and he's going to take it all the way for the touchdown. And wait a minute, we got a penalty flag back up field. The penalty flag is back up field at the 43-yard line. That one, if it stands, is going to go for about 58 yards. They just throw it out here to a Bombach.
That's going to come back. It's going to go against McCook. I just watching the Whitecap and Jeff Gross talk out there. And
wow. Sheets was scrambling in the pocket. He just throws it out here to Bombach, who was wide open here on the near sideline. Did you see his speed? He broke a couple of tacklers, and he just ran away from everybody into the end zone, 58 yards for the score. But an illegal man downfield is the call here on the McCook. So Sheets was scrambling down there. I'm sure a lineman thought maybe he was going to run the football, but at the last second, Sheets just found Bombach out of the corner of his eye and threw it here to the near sideline. He took off like a jet down the near sideline, took it all the way for the touchdown, but the penalty flag is down. This one will come way back, and it'll march off a penalty here against the Bison.
Well, and he faked the handoff to Schlager right up the middle, and then it was Cale Pleak on the outside. He kind of jitterbugged him and got away from him and then found Schlager coming out of the backfield. He was kind of the release guy. Everybody else was covered up downfield. But, yeah, what speed that Baumbach has once he gets in the open field.
So now it's, instead of a touchdown, we're going to be looking at second down and 13 yards to go as the ball is brought back here to the 36-yard line. So it's second down and long now for the McCook Bison. They send two wide receivers to the left side and one wide receiver to the right. Sheets, the running back in the backfield, play action pass, throws one across the middle. Contact made, no penalty flag. They try to go across the middle there to Logan Bunger. Some contact was made back there, but no penalty flags fly. Incomplete pass back there in coverage for Adams Central, I think was Caleb Ackles is into the ball game now. Ackles, a 5 foot, 950-pound sophomore. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 13 yards to go. McCook with the ball on their own 36-yard line. Bison have the lead over Adams Central tonight. The score is 17 to nothing. Sheets with the ball again. Rolls left. Here comes the Adams Central pressure. He throws it to the near side. The ball is tipped away. Great play here on the near sideline by Cole Spady. Spady knocks that ball away from Jared Bryant. Spady just reaches around very carefully there, doesn't draw the penalty flag. Nice defensive play by Spady.
Well, Max Winkler was putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback Sheets as he was rolling to the near side of the field. It's a tough throw for a right-handed quarterback back across your body, but he gets it down here. And then more impressively, Cole Spady, he can catch it on the offensive side of things, but a great defensive play knocks the football away. And Wormstead will drop back deep to receive this punt, so a good defensive stand by AC.
All right, here's Caleb Sheets. He averages 34.2 yards per kick. His last one was down at the 2-yard line. He gets this one away. Another boomer as Wormstead comes up. He's going to signal for the fair catch. He makes it at the 34-yard line. So that's where Adams Central will start this drive. First down and 10 on their own 34-yard line. Hastings High has got out on top of Lexington. They're in the second quarter of play. It's the Tigers 6 and Lexington nothing. Hastings St. Cecilia continues to lead Sandy Creek. It is 21 to nothing there in the second quarter at Duncan Field. 17 to nothing here. The McCook Bison taking advantage of Mother Nature in the first quarter of play. A couple of touchdowns and a field goal. They lead the Patriots, but AC has got the ball back. Can they start this drive here at the 34-yard line? There comes Brecken Reed in the offensive unit. Man goes in motion. Here's a handoff again. It's going to go to Zexter, and he's going to be stopped. Just as he gets the ball into the line of scrimmage. I don't think the Patriots are going to do too much running, Jimmy, between the two tackles here tonight. McCook just too tough up front. Mattson, McBride, Colburn, and Riley Loop. The guys in the defensive line there for McCook.
Nine carries at 15 yards for Zexer. Things are coming very tough for that individual. And you talked about it just a minute ago. You got the muff punt in the end zone that ended up being a touchdown. They give up a 31-yard run, by far the biggest play from scrimmage for McCook. And the Patriots are in this ball game, and I know it's 17-0, but the defense has really came to play here in the last few series.
Second down in about, 9 yards to go as they move the ball to the 35-yard line. Reed across the middle of the ball is going to be tipped, and it's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball again on the slant to Keller, but the ball was tipped across the middle there. Incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down here for the Patriots and about 9 yards to go. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this first half of play. No Hastings College football tomorrow, so we'll have a Saturday off. Hastings College will be back in action again. The next Saturday will be in Fremont to take on Midland. 1 o'clock kickoff next Saturday on the air with the Tony Harper pregame show at 12 o'clock noon next week on 1230 KHIS.
You behave tomorrow.
Third down and 9 yards to go here for Adams Central. Wide receivers again left and right. Brecken Reed wants to throw. He stands in the pocket, scrambles. He's in trouble. Penalty flags go down. Here's a pass caught here at the 40-yard line right on the far sideline in front of the McCook bench. But again, a penalty flag is down. The pass completion goes to Speedy, but I think this one is coming back. This is in the area of a hold back here where Brecken Reed was dancing in the pocket trying to buy some time there. And I think a lineman may have been whistled for a holding call.
That's going to be the case. It's very hard for us to see. Again, we're on the far side of the field.
It's going to be declined by McCook because they did not pick up the first down. The gain was only out here to about the 39-yard line, so pick up only 3 yards. They'll take that play, so now Adams Central left to punt, fourth down, and still about, 6 yards to go. Fourth and 6 for Adams Central as they got the ball on their own 39, so the Patriots will punt. This has been an adventure all game so far as Stutzman is back deep. Low snap. Stutzman is going to get the ball away. Pretty good kick this time. They signal for the fair catch, and they make it back here at the 28-yard line as Bombach grabs the ball there for McCook. So the Bison get the ball back here. 3:48 to play in the second quarter, 17-0. The Bison out on top.
And again, we talk about the one big play that McCook had. You look at their numbers so far in this ball game as far as rushing, 11 carries at just 52 yards for McCook. They've got 27 through the air, but out of them rushing yards, 31 of them come on one play that shouldn't even have happened. They had the running back, Bombach, stopped at the line of scrimmage, and he was able to shake free. But Adams Central finds himself trailing 17-0. 3:48 left here to go at halftime.
They've got Riley Lupa. They've got Bombach in the backfield now, the I formation. Bombach gets the call as he just takes it right up the middle to the 35 to the 36-yard line. Bombach carrying the ball. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central. Making this stop is going to be K.O. Pleak. He was kind of banged up all week, and he was a little iffy of whether or not he was going to play tonight. But, hey, you're a senior. You got to suck it up, huh? 6'4", 205-pound senior K.O. Pleak in on the stop there for the Patriots. Pick up on the last play of about 7 yards. Second down, 3 yards to go. McCook with the wind right in their face here as they move from our right to our left. Here's a play-action pass by Sheets. He wants to throw it. He throws it to the far side. The ball is going to be caught here by Bombach as he brings it across the 40. Out to the 41-yard line. Bombach gets the reception there as he brings it to the 41. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Ziegler for Adams Central, the outside linebacker on that far side. Now we got a, what do we have? Another penalty flag. It's going to be a roughing the passer call on Adams Central. A roughing the passer call on the Patriot defense. So instead of a first down at the 41, they're going to bring the ball all the way down to the Adams Central 44-yard line. That was a big call right there.
Well, it was. And it happened very late because he'd already gotten rid of the ball. And downfield to Bombach, he picked up nearly 6 yards. But now they're going to march the football all the way across midfield, going to be down at the Patriot 44-yard line.
And so a call there on Adams Central. Head coach Sean Mulligan here on the Adams Central side wants an explanation, and he's going to get it from the guy in the white cap. He's going to come over and talk to him. So McCook was already up to the line of scrimmage wanting to run the play, and now the official comes over to talk with Sean Mulligan, happen to know that guy, and they'll get a nice little conversation out there.
He's not going to win. He just wants a fair explanation, as all coaches deserve one.
Have you ever seen a coach win one of those?
No, they never win. They feel better about getting a good explanation. They're still talking about it down at the numbers.
They can talk it over coffee tomorrow. Let's roll. 3:07 to play here in the second quarter. It's a 17-0 ball game. The McCook Bison are out on top. Now I think the official had one final word there with the coach, and I think it was a very good greeting there.
I don't think so either, as the crowd is very close to the field. I mean, the fence, and we're right basically on top of the players, so they can hear a lot of what's going on down there.
That's not very nice.
No.
First down and 10 from the 44-yard line. Here's a running play again across the 40. That's going to be Schlager with the ball still on his feet, battling across the 35 down to the 33-yard line. It's like a snowplow. They just keep on going here. The Patriots aren't able to bring him down as they bring the ball all the way down to the 33-yard line. That's another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Schlager is a good, tough runner there for the Bison. 5'10", 180-pound senior.
Well, and the backs that they have, they're very balanced. They hand it off. They've got a couple of guys back there, and they see a lot of the football every game, but they're just tough runners. Two hands on the football, strong legs, and their line does a great job opening up holes. And that was a 12-yard gain, another first down.
Here's a Riley Loop, the other guy in the backfield. Look at the opening there. He's across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's going to be down to about the 2-yard line. That's the other running back, Riley Loop, who took the ball. He took it off a right tackle, and, boy, there was a huge opening there all the way down to, let's see where they spot the football down at this end.
I think it's going to be down about the 4.
I think it's about the 9-yard line.
Yeah, it's so tough.
This is the end of the field where things don't really match up too well. We're at the 9-yard line. And now I think we're going to have a timeout. Let's see here. Jeff Gross is out of the field. Nope, we're going to run a play here. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. It's a 17-0 ball game. McCook is sitting at the 9-yard line of Adams Central, and now we will call the timeout. McCook will call the timeout. This is the Hess Auto Body Shop timeout. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a new paint job or auto body work, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body. They're at 208 West South Street in Hastings. They'll get your vehicle looking good with every little timeout. We'll have more after this.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High out on top of Lexington 12-0. Hastings St. Cecilia now leading their ball game 28-0 over Sandy Creek. It is a 17-0 ball game here. 17-0. It's McCook out on top of Adams Central, and the Bison have got the ball down here at the Adams Central 9-yard line. One running back in the backfield. Actually, two running backs stacked up down the I formation. Sheets under center. Tosses the ball here. That's going to be Bombach, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Bombach takes it in from 9 yards out, and the McCook Bison, they're out on top of this ball game now, 23-0.
Well, again, we talked about that offensive line with a couple of guys well over 270 pounds, and they run off the left side. That's where that big 340-pound guard is. Opened up a huge seam, and Bombach, again, with some tremendous speed, hit the hole and took it in from 9 yards out. Now the Patriots with 1:53 left to go to half trail, 23-0. The PAT pending.
Sam Smith is the PAT kicker, 26 out of 30 coming into the football game here tonight. And this one's going to be blocked. The extra point is going to be blocked by Adams Central. I think that was Trevor Bumgarner who got in there for the Patriots. So the PAT is going to be blocked. 1 minute, 53 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. McCook 23, Adams Central nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Get you an update on some scores coming up during our Tice Auto Care halftime show here tonight. No Tony Harper this week. No football game tomorrow, so we don't have the coach. It'll be the Tice Auto Care halftime show coming up in just a few minutes here on 1230 KHAS. I feel kind of lonely this week without the coach.
I was going to say you had a lot of free time on your hands. That was enabled you to plan your weekend, I understand.
Just what I need.
Yeah, that scares me.
Just what I need, a little planning for the weekend.
At least you and I won't be together. We won't be
anywhere in the same
town. One of
town.
Us will be able to call the game next week.
1:53 left here in the second quarter. 23-0 is the score. McCook out on top of the Adams Central Patriots in his District 7 championship ball game. Here comes the kickoff. Adams Central is going to field that one. At about the 2-yard line, back quickly here to the 10, up to the 15, and then they're ridden down right there. So the Patriots, they had the win of their back here in the second quarter, and they haven't been able to do anything with it. They get the ball to the 15 as Wormstat brings the ball there for Adams Central, so the Patriots will have another minute and 47 seconds to work here in this second quarter of play.
Well, the numbers have come very tough for Adams Central here in this first half. You look at the rushing numbers, just 11 carries, no yards, minus 9 the first quarter, 9 positive yards here in this second quarter, and passing 43 yards from Brecken Reed. He's spread the ball around a couple times to Wormstat, one to Spady, and also a couple of them to Zexer.
All right, so Adams Central has got the ball here. They're going to mark it officially at the 14-yard line. There's their own 14. Brecken Reed with the ball. He backs up. He throws it to the far side. That baby is going to be caught at about the 19-yard line. The reception is made there by Broderick. Peyton Broderick gets the ball out to close to the 20-yard line. Going to bring up a second down situation. Second down and about 3 yards to go. Adams Central has inched the ball out here to just across the 20-yard line. Broderick, and in fact, three wide receivers will split to the right side now. Wormstat's going to come this way. Three of them coming to the right side and one wide receiver to the left of the Patriots spread the field here. Here's another pass. It's going to be deflected right here at the line of scrimmage. Getting up is going to be Jared Mattson. Mattson, the defensive end, got his big meat hooks up there and swatted the ball out of the air there. The attempted pass from Brecken Reed, and now it's third down. Boy, AC is just at a tough time getting anything offensively going in their direction and going their way here against this McCook defense.
Well, they really have. They've hung their hat on passing the football again. They changed the offense around coming in this season, and Brecken's had some big numbers put up. Cole Spady has had a big year, but they have done a great job on Spady. Only one reception here tonight.
All right, another third down situation here for the Patriots. Brecken Reed throws the ball. Caught. Wormstadt grabs the ball at the 25, trying to get outside. Wormstadt is going to be brought down at the 26-yard line. Hanging on for dear life at the bottom of the stack there for the Bison that time was Caleb Suda, who's into the ball game now. 150-pound, 5'11" senior. Suda brings him down, but that's enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So a completed pass there, Brecken Reed to Kyler Wormstead as he gets the ball to the 27. But the clock is running. We're inside a minute to play here in the second quarter. The Bison out on top of Adams Central tonight, 23-0. In this final ball game, final game of the regular season here, week number 9. Adams Central needing a win to advance next week. Here's Brecken Reed, stands in the pocket, dances to the left side. He's still got the ball, now unloads it. It's going to be caught here. Out across the 30-yard line to about the 33. A completed pass again goes to Broderick. And now I think we're going to have a timeout called here. They get the ball to Broderick on a completed pass, but the Patriots now call the timeout. Timeout is brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a new paint job or auto body work, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body. They're at 208 West South Street in Hastings. They'll get your vehicle looking good with every little timeout. We'll have more right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
October nights are perfect for sleeping, and with the Columbus Day sale at Furniture Direct and Beauty Rest, you'll sleep like a kitten. Beauty Sleep Queen sets are only $389. Beauty Rest Queen sets are as low as $599. See more outstanding buys online. No interest financing is available too. 24 months subject to credit approval. Hurry in to Furniture Direct on South Burlington in Hastings behind Sonic's and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Second down, 4 yards to go. Line of scrimmage, the 32. Brecken Reed on a quarterback draw. Slips away across the 35 into the open at the 40. Comes out to the 45, still on his feet as he powers his way up to the 49-yard line. Good run there by Brecken Reed. Finally, the tackle there. In the defensive secondary by the McCook Bison coming up to make the stop is going to be number 13, Gabe Sennert. Sennert making the stop there, but a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down here. Adams Central as they move the ball out to the 49-yard line. Now the official falls down. Here's Adams Central. They want to just spike the football. Is that your buddy? He sets the ball at the 49, and he was backing up into the defensive unit there. He just went down.
My buddy's on the far sidelines. He's laughing. He shouldn't be laughing. He had enough birthday cake last week. Looked like he ate the whole thing. But
yeah, I've never seen that.
That was Todd. He
set the ball down. He was backpedaling. He just kind of fell down.
Now the players are having fun with him. That good time there.
Second down and 10. The Patriots just spiked the ball. They've got 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central has worked the ball up here to the 49-yard line. In four wide receivers out as Brecken Reed wants to throw. Throws it across the middle. It's caught there. Across the 40 down to the 35-yard line as they get the ball again to Mark Zexter. Zexter has been very important here in the offense here for Adams Central in this first half of play. We're down to 13.8 seconds to play. And again, the Patriots will call a timeout. Adams Central has moved the ball down to the 35-yard line. Now their deepest penetration of this first half. We got another Hess Auto Body Shop timeout. This timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in McCook. High school football tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. The score is 23-0. McCook has got the lead over Adams Central tonight. Patriots have the ball to McCook 35-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go. Empty backfield. Brecken Reed wants to throw as he backs up. Looks right. Here comes the pressure. Reed is going to run with the ball. Now he's going to be hit down at the 36 as the penalty flag goes down. Brecken Reed is brought down at the 36-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Riley Loop of McCook. But again, a penalty flag is down as Brecken Reed was trying to abide time again. Brought down at the 36. That's actually a loss of about a yard in the play. Here comes the indication of personal foul. A personal foul here. Face mask call against McCook. So a personal foul face mask call against the Bison. So instead of a one-yard loss, we have a penalty marched off here against McCook. But we only got, 6.1 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Brecken Reed is going to talk with the officials here now for Adams Central. So a penalty is going to be marched off here against the Bison. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty. That's going to move the ball down here close to the 20-yard line. In fact, they'll set it down right at the 20. But again, we had only 6.1 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now the Patriots will burn another timeout. Adams Central will call a timeout with 6.1 seconds officially in the second quarter. We'll take a break. This is a Hess Auto Body Shop timeout. We'll be back with more after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're going to have a field goal attempt here for Adams Central. This will be a 38-yard field goal attempt. Sebastian Heyman is their long field goal kicker here. Sebastian will try to get the Patriots on the scoreboard. A 38-yard field goal attempt here with 6.1 seconds to play. Ball is on the near side hash mark. So the Patriots going for a field goal attempt to try to get them on the scoreboard here in this first half of play. Sebastian waiting for the snap. There it is. Low snap. He gets it away, and the kick is going to be blocked. It's going to be blocked, and it's going to be picked up here by the Patriots. Sebastian Heyman is going to bring down the guy trying to return the ball there from McCook. That was a Schlager, Zach Schlager. So the PAT is going to the field goal is going to be blocked here as McCook is going to have the ball with 0.2 seconds remaining here in this second quarter of play. Now we got an injured Adams Central Patriot down here.
I think that was a holder on that play. Schlager was one of the guys that was coming around the corner real quick. They got the football right off the foot of the kicker. And Heyman did a great job just making an open field tackle.
Yeah, Sebastian Heyman brings it down. That guy is going to be off to the races. That was Zach Schlager. No, that was Brecken Reed. Brecken Reed is slow in getting up there for AC. That's not good news as Brecken Reed is slowly coming to the near sideline here for the Adams Central Patriots. I think you're right. I think he was the holder there on the attempted field goal attempt. And he was absolutely mauled by the guy coming off of the corner there for McCook as they took a right off of the foot of the kicker, Sebastian Heyman. Now with 0.2 seconds left here in the second quarter, McCook is going to have the ball at the 37-yard line. They're just going to kneel here, and the first half is going to come to an end. The Bison have got the lead here and have dominated in this football game so far. They're going to take a snap and take a knee, and this one is going to be over here at halftime. There's the snap, and they just go back and touch the knee, and first half has come to an end. So the Adams Central Patriots are trailing here at halftime in the District 7 championship ball game in Class B. McCook uses a big first quarter as they taking advantage of Mother Nature. Pin the Patriots back deep in their own end zone for the entire first quarter of play. They use a fumbled snap that went into the end zone for a score. A couple of short punts, short work as the McCook Bison have the lead here over Adams Central at halftime. We'll take a break. The score, it's McCook 23, Adams Central nothing. You're listening to high school football action tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I think you go into nursing because you have a vision of being able to make a difference in people's lives.
I remember the nurse when I was a child and going to the doctor's office. I guess that was what I always just wanted to do.
It's the nurses that make the difference as to whether a patient really feels good about being here and feels like they're in good hands. I think the nurses gained status.
Because they lived it, number one, but they also brought all that knowledge and expertise from many years of dealing with pretty much any situation that they might run into.
They became respected by the medical staff as very highly qualified registered nurses. So I'm kind of proud of that.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
The difference between clicking on a computer to order flowers versus having a conversation with the people who are going to pick and arrange the most appropriate bouquet. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers. My dad built his business knowing his customers, knowing their special occasions, and how they celebrated them. So a delivery from Bob Sass Flowers is now what it was then. Real people delivering real love. Flowers from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in McCook at halftime. The Bison are out on top of the Adams Central Patriots tonight by a score of 23-0. Halftime show is brought to you by Tice Auto Care. Tice is your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls. With over 40 years in business, you can trust that Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care can keep your vehicle in tip-top shape. Tice Auto Care located at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings. So the Patriots, a very shaky start here tonight, to say the least. And McCook, good football team, takes advantage of that, Jimmy. And they scored three times in the first quarter of play. The Patriots got the win in the second quarter, couldn't do anything with it. They had a field goal attempt blocked here at the end of the second period. And the Patriots have dug themselves a big hole here in the first half of 23-0.
Well, you look at some of the plays there in that first half of action. It started very early. And again, you knew the wind was going to play a factor in this ball game. Jeff Gross, knowing what Adams Central likes to do, is throw the football around. So, hey, let's put him in a position. They got to throw the football into the wind. So they did. They got him pinned deep back in their own territory. A couple of big plays. Well, look at the numbers here. It was a rushing play off the right side, no gain. A pass play for a loss of 3. And then a quarterback sack for a loss of 10. And they've got a punt from 5 yards deep in their end zone. The snap was not very good. The defense takes the kick right off the actually, the punter was able to field the football, wasn't able to get out of the end zone. Then he was hit. The ball jarred loose. They get an easy touchdown there. And then on another drive, they had a big 31-yard gain where they had it stopped at the line of scrimmage and weren't able to bring down Bombach, and he was able to scamper 31 yards around the left end and get it down inside the 10-yard line. They go in there. Just some big plays that have really doomed the Patriots. Not really the start they wanted to get going, but then as the half kind of developed, Adams Central really was able to start moving the football a little bit against the McCook defense on short passes. Then the best drive of the night was fumbled by Wormstead inside McCook territory. But again, Adams Central just having all kinds of tough times against the speedy defense of McCook.
So a couple of touchdowns and a field goal in the first quarter of play, and they had another touchdown in quarter number 2, and the Bison have got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots here at halftime. The score is 23-0. We'll come back and check the score and come back and check the numbers in the first half as we continue with the Tice Auto Care halftime show right after this.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
1230 KHAS.
Back on the Tysano Care halftime show here tonight from McCook, where the Bison have got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 23-0. We'll get to the scoring in the first half of play. As we mentioned on the first series for Adams Central, they were backed up. They had to punt the football from their own end zone. Had problems with the football there. They bobble it. It was loose in the end zone. It was recovered by McCook for a touchdown. So right off the bat with 9:50 remaining in the first quarter, McCook had a 7-0 lead over Adams Central. On the second possession, again, the Patriots forced a punt. This time they got off a 13-yard punt, and McCook set up in a point-blank range again. They made quick work of things. They got a 22-yard field goal from Sam Smith as the Patriots have finally held down there on the third down, forced them in a field goal attempt, and they scored with Sam Smith knocking one home from 22 yards. 10-0 to score at that point. Patriots again on their third series, backed up on their own end again. This time they got off a 24-yard punt against the wind, and the McCook Bison took advantage of the short field. They got a 2-yard run from their quarterback, Caleb Sheets, and at the end of the first quarter was 17-0 in favor of the Bison over the Patriots. Adams Central had just 7 total yards in that first quarter and 1 first down and fell behind 17-0. We switched sides of the field. Adams Central playing a little bit better in the second quarter, but then right before halftime here, McCook finally got in the end zone. There was a 9-yard run by Brent Bombach. That came with 1:53 to play in the second quarter. The PAT was blocked, and that's the way we stand here at halftime with the McCook Bison, ranked number 6 in Class B, out on top of the upset-minded Patriots here tonight. It's a 23-0 at halftime.
Your halftime stats brought to you by the Food Cupboard at Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. In that first half of action, Caleb Sheets has gone all the way at quarterback. He was 5 of 8 passing, just 32 yards for Sheets in that first half. The Bison rushed it 16 times for 101 yards, so 133 of total offense on 23 offensive plays, 7 first downs. The leading ball carrier and receiver in the game is Brett Bombach. Rushing the football tonight, Bombach has 6 carries, 41 yards. He also has 3 receptions for 21 yards. And he also has that 131-yard play, the longest play from scrimmage for McCook in that first half. For Adams Central, Brecken Reed, and we would hope the condition of that individual is going to be all right. He was injured right at the end of the first half on a holding for an attempted field goal. Reed goes all the way. He's 11 of 18 passing, 75 yards in that first half. The Patriots, 12 carries, just 17 yards, so 92 yards of total offense on 8 first downs, 30 offensive plays run by Adams Central. Some individual leaders. Mark Zexter coming into the game again just needed 46 yards to become a 1,000-yard rusher. He's going to have a big half. He's got 9 carries, 15 yards. Zexter also with 4 receptions and 30 yards. Peyton Broderick has 3 receptions and 19 yards. And Kyler Wormstead has 3 receptions and 23 yards. You want to know where Cole Spady is? He's caught one football for 3 yards tonight. He has drawn double coverage most of the evening from this fast and talented defense of Jeff Gross, and they have shut down Cole Spady. Again, Spady coming in to this ball game with 48 receptions, 856 yards, and 11 touchdowns. And Reed has nowhere to go. He's got to look for other options in the football game. The Patriots penalized three times in that first half. The McCook Bison three times in that first half. Your halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard in Hastings.
So 23-0 is the score. The Adams Central Patriots with a lot of wood to chop here in the second half of play if they want to continue their season. Again, they need a win here tonight to win the district championship and move on to the Class B state playoffs next week. But they're down big time here at halftime. 23-0. McCook has got the lead. We'll come back and check some scores on our Tice Auto Care halftime show right after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
It's the Take the Money and Ride event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $70 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid rebate card, too, on AT3, SRX, STT Pro, and ATW tire models. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for
1230 KHAS.
Back at halftime, our Tice Auto Care halftime show here tonight on 1230 KHAS. 23-0 is the score. Well, Cook has got the lead over Hastings High. We'll check some scores here at the break. First of all, in the American League Championship Series down in Kansas City tonight. They're at the bottom of the fourth inning. The Kansas City Royals out on top of the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 2-1. Kansas City needing a win to clinch the American League pennant tonight and move on to the World Series that gets underway next Tuesday. They would face the New York Mets, who ousted the Chicago Cubs this week in four games. But again, bottom of the fourth inning, Kansas City is leading the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 2-1. Some stuff going on in high school football action here tonight. At halftime in Class A, Norfolk is leading Kearney by a score of 14-6. Third quarter score is a 0-0 between Grand Island and North Platte. A game going on in GI tonight. In Class B, you've got McCook leading Adams Central here 23-0. Aurora is battling for the District 6 championship tonight. In fact, a couple of undefeated teams in York as the Aurora Huskies leading York at halftime. The score is 24-0. So Aurora leading York 24-0. Actually, York just scores now. It's 24-7 as the Huskies have got the lead over the York Dukes going to halftime. Some other scores. Number one ranked Elkhorn South. They are trailing in the third quarter to seventh ranked Gretna. Gretna 14, Elkhorn South nothing. Hastings High has got a 12-0 lead over Lexington. They are at halftime tonight. Grand Island Northwest is leading Seward in the second quarter. It is 21-14. No score between Alliance and Scotts Bluff. Those are the Class B games that we have going on right now across the state. Class C1, you've got Holdridge leading Kearney Catholic tonight 7-0. They're in the third quarter of play. Some other action from around the area. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead over St. Paul during the first quarter. 7-0 is the score there. In Class C2, it's Hastings St. Cecilia having an easy time again tonight with Sandy Creek. It's the Blue Hawks out on top of the Cougars by a score of 28-0. They are at halftime tonight. Sutton has got a 22-0 lead over Superior. They're at halftime tonight. Arcadia Loup City is leading Wood River 21-14. They're at halftime. Shelby Rising City and Fillmore Central, they are tied up at 7 points apiece, and they are at halftime tonight. Donovan Trumbull, they are struggling a little bit tonight. The 8th-ranked Cardinals are leading Southern Valley by a score of 6-0. Gibbon, ranked number 4 in the state, 28-0 lead over Twin River. They are at halftime tonight. Checking some Class D1 scores. We've got Blue Hill leading Axtell. It is 20-0. That game is at halftime. In Class D2, Exeter Milligan is shutting out Red Cloud. The score is 32-0. And Sand Hills Thetford, they've got the lead over Overton, 33-0. They are in the third quarter of play. And this afternoon, Arthur County in six-man ranks. Arthur County beating Cody Kilgore today by a score of 40 8. Again, our score here at halftime is McCook out on top of the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 23-0. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy SquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in McCook. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Again, no Hastings College football for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. This is the bye week for Hastings. Broncos will be back in action again next Saturday. We'll be in Fremont for Hastings and Midland. Airtime will be at 12 o'clock noon for the Tony Harper pregame show. 1 o'clock for the kickoff between the Broncos and the Warriors next Saturday. Broncos will have three games left now in their 2015 season. The game at Midland will come home, take on the Dort the following weekend, and will wrap things up and play at Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan will be playing their final game as a member of the Great Plains Athletic Conference against Hastings College coming up in mid-November. So that's what's coming up for Bronco football for the rest of the season. Nebraska, we're going to be in action tomorrow. Huskers will take on the Northwestern Wildcats at Memorial Stadium. Early kickoff tomorrow, 11 a.m. will be the kickoff. That means our coverage begins at 6 o'clock in the morning on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So the teams are back out on the field here, Jimmy. It's 23-0. It's McCook out on top of Adams Central and the Patriots. Like we said, a lot of wood to chop here. Played much better in the second quarter of play. Got some things going offensively. Well, he's got to put some points on the scoreboard and maybe get a little confidence behind him here.
Well, they really do. They got off to a rugged start again. They had basically had their backs offensively pinned to their own goal line much of that first quarter, and then the block punt was really a big play, a big running play of 31 yards by Bombach around left end. But then the defense stood tall, and Galen gave up a field goal there. They were able to go on a drive down here, a big personal foul, roughing the passer call. Was able to get McCook down there, and they were able to take the football in. But you look at the total yardage, 133 for McCook, only 92 for Adams Central. Stat-wise, they're right in the ball game. Scoreboard-wise, where it's important is not where they're at. But, again, the wind seems to be, you look at the trees and the flag, the wind seems to be going down a little bit. Adams Central was able to move the football on one drive, then Wormstadt turned over the football, and then McCook went the other way. But baby steps here. They scored 23 in the first half. No reason why we can't score 23 this half.
I don't know what's going on, but the official has got Jeff Gross and also Sean Mulligan out here toward the center of the field having some kind of a discussion. He pulled both head coaches together, and the official's having a little chat here with both head coaches, Jeff Gross and Sean Mulligan, out here in the center of the field as we get ready for the second half of play. They have wound the clock down to 3 minutes, and we are stopped right here as this little discussion goes on in the center of the field.
Well, I know that right when we went to the locker rooms, Sean Mulligan had the white cap and was asking a lot of questions, and I think it all stems back from that roughing the passer call. But then again, it may not. The other official standing in midfield discussing things. But, yeah, I've never seen this where they bring two coaches over and have a lengthy discussion before the second half begins.
All right, so the discussion is going to continue. Understand that they might be discussing that McCook was not back on the field at the 3-minute point.
Well, they couldn't. Their band was still.
Yeah, the band.
Adam Central's out here. They were warming up with the band still performing.
So that should have been a penalty maybe against McCook. So we'll see that maybe to begin the second half of play as the officials were discussing that. McCook was not back into the field by the 3-minute mark as the band was just getting their way off of the field. And that's another thing we haven't seen so far this year. I don't think I've ever seen that. So they're going to discuss that as they might be penalized here to begin this second half of play. So nevertheless, we'll take a break and we'll come back. We're inching closer to the second half kickoff. We're at halftime. McCook out on top of the Adams Central Patriots. It is 23-0. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in McCook, so we're getting things situated here. And Roar was not completely out on the field because the band was still playing at the 3-minute mark because they got the time ticked down there. And if you're not out on the field by the time the ticker gets down to 3 minutes, you're supposed to be penalized. And evidently they have that discussion out there, and I don't think they're going to do anything right here. So.
Well, I seen Sean Mulligan walk away from the conference shaking his head, so he didn't win.
It's not been Sean's night here with the officials.
No.
He's had a couple of disagreements with our friends in the black and white suits here.
They may be your friends.
They're not my friends.
Every time we've covered a game, we've had issues with this officiating crew. I don't know why we have to follow them around, although they did do a much better job last week in the St. Cecilia-Sutton game, which we had. But
yeah, this is the crew that last year we were – up doing the Hastings side, Grand Island Northwest game. It was either last year or the year before we were up there. They threw like 29 penalty flags, and that's a football game. And it was one of the longest games we've ever done. We get them back last week for the Sutton-Hastings-Saints Cecilia game. They did a much better job. And tonight they've had their issues with our guys in the blue and the white over here on the near sideline.
Yeah, they really have, and unfortunately for Adams Central, they've been out on the field a long time warming up. They were out here in the time frame they needed to be. You wanted to know what kind of deal we had going on. We had the gals from the band in long white dresses. Well, it was a Star Wars theme. I figured that out when I seen Darth Vader walking around. So
I thought they were dressed up for Halloween.
Well, we've seen all kinds of stuff at halftimes with different bands and the skits that they put on, but it was a lengthy halftime show, and that's what the case was, but they're not going to call it. And both teams will just now trot out onto the field to get ready to start this second half as Adams Central trails 23-0.
Third quarter score, Hastings High now leading Lexington by a score of 12-7. Hastings St. Cecilia is still out on top of Sandy Creek tonight in the ball game being played. That's Duncan Field. At last check, it was 28-0. And that's now it's 28-6 as Sandy Creek has scored in the third quarter of play. So I'll keep you up to date on that. Kansas City Royals, they have got the lead still over the Toronto Blue Jays in the American League Championship Series. It is 2-1 now in the top half of the fifth inning. So 23-0. It's going to be McCook getting the ball to begin this third quarter of play. Adams Central will kick off, so the Patriots will have their win. They're back in the fourth quarter of play, although the win has kind of died down. Here's Baumbach. He's got the ball at the 10-yard line, brings it back to the 15, to the 20, out to about the 24-yard line, and that's where McCook is going to start this drive. You can see the flags down in the end zone. It's died down considerably from what we had in the first quarter.
Well, and that's good for Adams Central, as they like to throw the football around. It was really it hindered their offense in that first quarter. They were not able to do anything really they wanted to. And again, they made some adjustments, was able to move the football a little bit in that second quarter. Again, total yardage, they're not a long ways behind McCook, 133 for the Bison, 92 for AC. But the defense needs to continue playing like they did ending that first half of action.
All right, Caleb Sheets is your quarterback. He's went all the way here for McCook. They'll start this drive from their own 24-yard line. Hand off, Baumbach has got the ball. Baumbach brings it across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Winkler again into the stop for the Adams Central defense. Also getting there for AC was Zach Wyskowski, one of the defensive tackles, a 225-pound sophomore working up there. A pickup on the play of about 2 yards. We'll call it second down and 8 yards to go. McCook working from our right to our left here in quarter number three. They've got the lead over the Pats by a score of 23-0. Wide receiver splitting out to the left side of the formation. That's the wide side of the field. The back's in the I formation now. Man goes in motion off of the far side. Sheets calling the signals, hands it away. Baumbach goes across the 35. Baumbach still on his feet out here to the 38-yard line. So Baumbach having a big night here for the McCook Bison as he brings the ball out here to the 38-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Austin Heineken, the inside linebacker for the Patriots. That's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they bring it out here to the 38.
Just a simple blast play right off the right side, and again a big hole with that offensive line. That was a gain of 10, 53 yards now on the night for Baumbach in the eighth first down from McCook. They get the football out at about the 39-yard line.
Baumbach and Loop in the backfield. Now Loop is going to get a call here. He's got a big hole across the 40 to the 45 to the 46. He's a big old boy as he brings the ball to the 46-yard line. And now it's going to bring up a third down situation. It's going to bring up a second down situation. Second down and about 2 yards to go. Pickup of 8 yards in the play by Riley Loop. Listed at 6'1" and 215 pounds in a senior. Running out of the backfield with that big old number 55 on his jersey. Wide receivers left and right. Second down and two. Ball is out here to the 46-yard line of McCook. Two running backs in the backfield again. Here's Sheets taking off. Option play near side. Sheets carries the ball across to 50 inside Patriot territory. Down to the 47-yard line. Sheets carrying the ball to the 47. That's going to be enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Tackle is made in there by Caleb Ackles, the sophomore in there now for the Adams Central secondary. So McCook moving the ball down the field again. They got the ball inside Patriot territory down here at the 47. Clock is running with 9:50 to play in the third quarter. 23-0. It's a McCook out on top, and now we've got another whistle, and we've got an official's timeout again. So an official's timeout as they sent the football here at the 47. I think we had some more equipment problems again. Max Winkler having some problems with his cap, I think. First down, 10 yards to go here for McCook. Here's a quick throw out there. It's going to be grabbed and then bobbled, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. So a little screen pass sent up to the far side there as they tried to get the ball to Jared Bryant. He couldn't control it. It was right into his hands there. Incomplete pass. Falls to the turf. Second down and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage to 47 of Adams Central.
Well, that was the first pass attempt for Sheets here in the second half after four consecutive rushing plays. Gets them inside the Patriot territory. And Brian over there on the far side of the field heard some footsteps coming. He was afraid to catch that football. He was going to get buried on the play. So it brings up a second down and 10 for Sheets in this offense.
Here's a Sheets going to hand the ball away again. That's going to be Riley Loop. And this time he's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. And down he goes. Riley Loop trying to take it off of the right side, and he is bombarded in the play there by Adams Central. Zach Wyskowski again in on the stop for AC's defense. No gain into place, and now, after giving up a couple of first downs, the Patriots have McCook setting at a third down and 10 situation. Ball is still at the 47-yard line of Adams Central. 9 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. Bryant splitting out wide to the right side now for McCook. Caleb Suda is your wide receiver, split to the left side. We've got one running back. That's Baumbach in the backfield here on third down and 10. Play action pass. Sheets wants to throw. Throws it across the middle. It's behind his intended receiver down here at the 35-yard line. That was Bryant, the intended receiver. Good pressure there by the Adams Central defensive front. And now the McCook Bison, after picking up a couple of first downs, will have to punt the football away. AC will get the ball for the first time here in the third quarter.
Trevor Bumgardner and Cale Plea coming in hard on Sheets. He took a shot right as he got rid of that football. So a defense bent a little bit. They give up some yardage, and now they're going to get the football back as it Sheets in to punt the football away, and Wormstad back deep for AC.
He stands at about his own 11-yard line. Again, the winds have pretty much died down now here in the second half. Sheets will get into the football. Wormstad signals for the fair catch. Wormstad is going to make it here at the 15, and penalty flags are going to go down. I don't think they gave him enough room.
No.
Yeah, McCook was right on top of Kyler Wormstad, and the penalty flags come in there.
Yeah, you got to give him a, what is that, I believe 3 yards?
You got to give him a fair chance.
You got to give him a good chance. They were right on top of Wormstad, and that's going to be a penalty against McCook.
All right, so the yellow laundry comes out here. The Bison going to be penalized here. As Wormstad received the ball there at the 15-yard line. One of our officials tonight is our good buddy Jim Langan.
Yeah.
And if anybody knows Jimmy, kind of a vocal guy, even as an official at basketball. I know he umpires baseball. He does a lot of football work. And like we said, we've had him the last 2 weekends.
He's on a radio show.
Yeah, he's on a radio show.
With Doug. So I don't know when he has time to
do anything.
Yeah.
First and 10, Adams Central will have the ball at the 31-yard line following the penalty. There's a toss sweep. It's going to go to the left side. That's going to be Zexter with the ball. Nice run out here to the 41-yard line. Zexter breaking a couple of tacklers as he brings the ball up to the 41. That's going to be close to a first down here for Adams Central. We'll see where they officially put her down as they look to the near sidelines. That's going to be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So a pickup of 10 yards in the play for Mark Zexter.
Good run there. Just a toss sweep off the left side. Zexter finds an opening and keeps two hands on the football. Keeps the legs churning. 10 carries, 26 yards. He only needs 20 more to be a 1,000-yard rusher on the season. He picks up 11. Ball out at the 42-yard line. First down, AC.
Trips out wide to the right side. One wide receiver to the left. Toss sweep comes the other way. Zexter is hemmed in. Gets away across the 40 out to the 44, 45-yard line. So Zexter goes toss sweep left. Toss sweep. Good thing I'm not calling the plays. Out to the 45-yard line. So AC has got the ball out here on the second down and eight situation.
It's second down. Got a lot of peanut butter in your mouth there. That kind of come out pretty hard there. But yeah,
I told you we shouldn't eat there for supper tonight.
I know. Shouldn't have them peanut butter sandwiches.
Budget's a little slim here at the end of the year. This is the ninth game of the season.
I know. We're running out of cash.
Second down and 9 yards to go. The ball is at the 44-yard line of AC. Trips out wide to the left side. There's Brecken Reed wants to throw. Going to air it down the left sideline. He's got a man out there. Jump ball inside the 30-yard line. Incomplete. He was surrounded out there, but a jump ball situation down inside the 30-yard line. That was a Cole Spady that just kind of threw it up there and hoped that Spady would come down with some kind of a miraculous catch there. Three guys back there hanging on Cole Spady.
Yeah, Brecken Reed just trying to make something happen, trying to hit his big play guy. And we have seen Spady make some fantastic catches this season in the games that we have covered, but he wasn't able to come down there. He had six hands against his two, not able to come up with a big, big play. Going to bring up third down and about 8 yards to go here. The ball at the 44-yard line.
Patriots need to convert here. We're down to 7 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 23-0. McCook has got the lead. Here's Brecken Reed. Rolls left, unloads the ball, swatted down here at the line of scrimmage. Getting his hands on it there is going to be Logan Bunger again for McCook. He swatted down a couple of would-be passes there from Brecken Reed, and the Patriots will have to punt a football now. On fourth down and 8 yards to go.
That's at least two or three passes batted down to the line of scrimmage by Bunger as Reed tried to roll off the left side, tried to jam a football in downfield, and it goes incomplete, so it's going to bring up a punting situation. Bombach back deep for McCook.
Settles here at the 25-yard line. Here's the kick, another wobbly kick. Patriots having a tough time on special teams. And now it's going to be down here at about the 36-yard line. So the line of scrimmage was the 44. It's going to be down here at the 36-yard line of McCook. So now the Bison will come back out here in this third quarter of play. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, week number 9 in the high school football season. State playoffs will get underway next week. Official pairings will be announced tomorrow by the Nebraska School Activities Association. Hastings High wrapping up their season tonight at Lexington. AC needing a win here tonight to advance to the state playoffs. Hastings St. Cecilia firmly entrenched in the Class C2 state playoffs that will begin next week. There's a pass by Sheets to the far side. It's going to be caught here at the 41-yard line, 45, and run out of bounds at the 50-yard line. A quick pass thrown to the far side of the field. It is caught there. That's Caleb Suda grabbing the ball there as he has finally run out of bounds here at about the 49-yard line of Adams Central. Tyler Ziegler was the guy who ran him out of bounds, but a nice play there by McCook. Well, they're just tuning up here for the the state playoffs. They've got their number one quarterback back in there, and he's more of a thrower than the other guy we have not seen here tonight. That's Easton Gillen. First down and 10 here for McCook from the 49-yard line. Hand off again. Big hole, 45-40 down to the 39-yard line. Running the pick there for McCook is now the new guy in there. That's Isaac Larson. Or check, that's Joe Schlager. Schlager is back in there as he takes the ball down to the 39-yard line. So it's either been the Schlager or Baumbach, and those guys have done some damage here this year for McCook. Schlager's 700 yards plus. Baumbach is at 650 yards plus.
Boy, in that offensive line, we talked about their size. They're just starting to open up some seams up there, and they're getting big chunks of yardage. That was a gain of nearly 11 yards down inside the 40-yard line.
Here's another handoff, and that's going to be a Schlager with the ball just right between the two tackles there as he moves the ball down to the 35-yard line. So a pickup of about 4 yards on the play. In all your high school days, did you ever have to line up as a defensive lineman against a guy who's on the offensive side of the ball that's 6 foot 10 and 340 pounds? Did they throw you around like a wet noodle?
Back in my day, 230 pounds was huge. These kids have gotten into some, boy, it's just amazing to see the size of some of these kids now, all the way from Class A to Class D. It doesn't matter. This is probably one of the biggest football players I think I've seen in all the years of broadcasting.
Lou Carl is his name. Here's a pass to the near side. Caught here at the 30-yard line. Gets away and goes down to about the 26. Another completed pass to Isaac Larson. That may be running the money. I'm really impressed by this quarterback for McCook here. Caleb Sheets, the senior quarterback. Doesn't have flashy numbers because he hadn't played a whole lot. Just played the first game of the season and broke his jaw, but he's back into the lineup now. Played against Hastings High last week, and he's went the entire distance so far from McCook.
Well, and the thing was, to start the year out, McCook was a preseason. They were ranked up, I believe, in the top five, and then he gets his jaw broke first game of the season. They thought the season was over. They were able to go through the season with only one loss. And ranked up there in the top five right now.
Here's a Schlager again. He gets the carry right up to the center of the pipe across the 25-20 down to the Patriot 15 down to the 14-yard line. Ackles again into the stop there for Adams Central, but a big, big hole by Schlager right up the pipe there. Another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. And now the McCook Bison are heading toward the Patriots end zone again. First down and 10 at the 14-yard line. Down to 5 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
And that for McCook is now five consecutive first downs. That one there on the ground. That one there, a 16-yard run by Schlager. And the Bison are on the move here. They got the football inside the red zone.
Here's Riley Loop. He's going to get the carry, but now they blow this one dead. Riley Loop got the carry straight up the pipe again for McCook, but the officials blow this one dead. That's going to be an illegal procedure call. Illegal procedure call on the Bison. That'll cost him 5 yards. Moves the ball back to the 19-yard line.
When we talk about their numbers already here in this third quarter, 24 yards, 2-of-2 passing, 4 Sheets. They've got 56 yards on 8 carries on the ground. And, again, we talk about that size. It's just opening up some holes. And both backs, boy, Schlager and Baumbach run very, very tough.
Bryant, your wide receiver to the left side. Going to the far side is going to be Caleb Suda. They're going to throw Suda's way. Grabs the ball at the 10-yard line. He moves it down there to about the 6, where he's going to be brought down over on the far sideline. So a completed pass down to about the 6-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central. Making his stop is a Christian Anderson, a 5-foot, 950-pound senior over on the corner. It's now a second down in goal situation from about the 9-yard line of Adams Central. McCook moving from our right to our left here in this third quarter of play, already with a 23-0 lead. There's a handoff to Schlager. Schlager dances to his left, takes the ball inside to 5, down to about the 2-yard line. Schlager dances a little bit to his left, found a little seam, took it down to the 2. Ackles again into the stop for the Adams Central Patriot defense. Now it's third down and goal.
Number one, Joe Schlager, tackled by number 42.
So they've got the ball down here. They're going to mark it at about the 5-yard line. Is actually, we're going to put the ball down here on this far end of the field. So third down. Third down and goal here for the Bison as they knock on touchdown door. Sheets under center. Adams Central jumping around on defense, and now Sheets wants to call a timeout. Adams Central is jumping up there, but does not draw the penalty flag. And now McCook wants to talk things over. We've got a Hess Auto Body Shop timeout here in the third quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. Every vehicle needs a timeout for a new paint job or auto body work. See Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body, 208 West South Street in Hastings. They'll get your vehicle looking good with every little timeout. We'll have more after this.
This football season, keep your favorite game day traditions running strong with the power and dependability of a brand new pickup. If you've been wanting a new truck, Tom Dinsdale Automotive has an unbeatable selection on their lot. Test drive your favorites and pick the one that's right for you. From Omaha to Denver and Kansas City to Sioux Falls, Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island is your truck destination.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia now leading Sandy Creek by a score of 42-6. They're in the third quarter of play. Hastings High, they are leading Lexington 12-7. They're in the fourth quarter of play in Lex. Third down and goal. Ball is sitting into the 5-yard line of Adams Central. Schlager is going to get the call again. Schlager puts his head down, drives his way to the goal line. Does he get in? He does not. Schlager is going to be stopped short of the goal line as they move the ball closer to the end zone here. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Only needed five. He took the ball down to about the 2-yard line. That's going to be enough, though, for a first down. That's going to be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as he had to take the ball down to the 2 for the first down. The officials don't even go to a second look here. They got the ball down to the 2-yard line now where it's first down and goal. From the 2-yard line, already a 23-0 lead here for the Bison in this football game. There's a handoff again. Baumbach, he just goes crashing forward into the end zone for the touchdown. So Baumbach takes it in from 2 yards out. Has now a 29-0 ball game in favor of the Bison.
That is the second touchdown of the night for Baumbach. That's followed up by a 9-yard touchdown run he had in the second quarter. And again, a lot of damage done on the ground there by that big offensive line. 11 carries, 70 yards in this third quarter for McCook, and very effective passing, 31 yards here in the third quarter for Sheets. And now McCook finds themselves out 29-0 over AC.
All right, Sam Smith back into the ball game to attempt a PAT. Ball is down, and the kick goes up there, and the kick goes through the pipes. It is good. So the PAT is good. McCook has hit 30. 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. McCook 30, Adams Central nothing.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. All McCook here tonight, 30-0. Bison have got the lead. McCook beat Adams Central last year, 56-6. Hopefully we're not headed that way here tonight, but AC's had a tough time getting anything going offensively against a very good McCook defense here tonight.
Adams Central has only run 4 offensive plays in this third quarter, and for McCook, 15 offensive plays. They've racked up 102 yards in this third quarter, so they've really pressed the issue here and been able to jam the football down this Adams Central defense.
Here comes Smith into the football now for McCook. He drills this one back to about the 2-yard line. Here comes AC. Warmstadt back up the other way. 15. He's at the 20-yard line. He brings the ball to about the 23 where he was gang tackled there by the Bison. So that's where Adams Central will start. First down, 10 yards to go from their own 23. Adams Central had only 92 total yards in the first half of play. They had just 7 in the first quarter.
And they've got only 13 here in the third quarter. 0-2 passing for Brecken. And just a couple of carries for 13 yards. Zexer has both of those. Zexer, by the way, with 11 carries now and 28 yards.
All right, AC will start here. First down and 10 on their own 23. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right side. Brecken Reed in the backfield now with Zexer just to his left. They hand the ball away to Zexter again. He puts his head down and drives for a couple of yards out to the 25-yard line. Zexter ran for 200 yards plus last week, but I'll tell you what, his efforts here are being met by a very good defensive front from McCook. It's like a big old red brick wall there. Pick him up 2 second down and 8.
Well, we talked about Zexer coming in, only needed 46 to get to 1,000. I continue to watch his numbers. It's coming very tough. A couple of yards and a cloud of dust, but he's at 30 yards right now. Needs 16 unofficially to get to 1,000 on the year.
Had a great year for the Patriots. Second down, 8 yards to go from the 25-yard line. Play action pass. Brecken Reed wants to air it out to the far side. It's caught here at the 40-yard line, and then he's still on his feet to the 45, to the 46-yard line. They get the ball out here to the 46 on a completed pass. That's going to go to Warmstad again. Been very dangerous in the old pass patterns here for AC in this football game as he picks up a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Thought maybe that ball was just stripped away for a second there, but Warmstad hangs on to it as he brings the ball out to the 46 for a first down.
First down number 10 for AC. And for Warmstad, that is 4 receptions, 44 yards. That one goes for 21 yards. And again, they're nearing midfield here late in the third quarter.
30-0. Adams Central trailing here in the football game. They show blitz. Here's Brecken Reed. Rolls right, unloads. Ball is going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball into the near sideline, right in front of the Patriot bench to Peyton Broderick. That was delivered low by Brecken Reed. Incomplete pass, second down and 10.
Probably in the area of a holding on Adams Central. And with Jimmy's back to us, I think that was the indication.
So a penalty flag right in the center of the field. I didn't see that, but a holding call is going to be called here on Adams Central. That's going to bring the ball back to the 34-yard line. So now that's going to bring up a first down and long situation for the Patriots. A minute and 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 30-0. Adams Central is trailing the McCook Bison for the District 7 championship here tonight. Wide receivers, three of them split to the right side. Left side is Jack Keller. Empty backfield here for Adams Central on first down and long. There's a pass to the far side. Keller grabs the ball and ridden out of bounds here at the 42-yard line. So Keller gets it, and he's ridden out of bounds over there on the far side by the Bison. That's Jared Bryant over there making the tackle for the Bison. They bring the ball up to the 42-yard line, but the Patriots still looking at second down and long. Second down and about 15 yards to go as they move the ball up to the 42-yard line.
First reception for Keller tonight. We'll give him 7 on that catch. They get the football out about the 42-yard line.
They spread the field again. Empty backfield here for Brecken Reed. 5 wide receivers out on the pattern here. Reed backs up, looks left, dancing in the pocket, directing traffic. Here comes the pressure. Brecken has still got the ball coming to the near side. Reed unloads high into the Patriot bench. I think he was trying to get rid of that one, but Warmstad made a great effort on the ball here on the near sideline. Couldn't come up with it. Down here at the 45-yard line of McCook, we got another penalty flag sitting here at the 46-yard line.
Boy, and give Reed credit. He bought all the time he could. He was nearly brought down on a sack. Going to be an ineligible player downfield.
All right, with Brecken running around there in the backfield, some lineman got a little bit too far downfield. They're going to decline the penalty, so they're going to take the incomplete pass. They're going to take the down, so it's going to bring up a third down situation.
And again, we talk about Brecken doing a good job scrambling. He was signaling for his receivers, but they were locked up. That was just a coverage incompletion. Again, he tried to get it jammed into Warmstad down here right in front of us, threw that ball high and away, and it brings up third down and long for AC.
5 wide receivers out again in this pass-happy offense for Adams Central. 2 wide receivers to the left and 3 bunched over here in a group in a triangle to the right side of the formation on third down and long. Here's Brecken Reed. He wants to throw, backs up, looks right. Here comes the pressure again. Brecken Reed has still got the ball. Reed runs into his own blocker. He's hit again, still gets away. Brecken Reed throws it back the other way. It's caught. It's caught here at the 45-yard line. Spady dancing with the ball, and down he goes. All that, Jimmy, all that running around, and we net 3 yards. Bring the ball from the 42 to the 45-yard line, and the Patriots will have to punt the football away.
For Spady, just his second catch of the night. They have come very tough. He's picked up double coverage, even triple coverage here tonight against this McCook defense. And, yeah, for all that running around and dancing, Brecken was nearly brought down a couple of times for a sack. He finds Spady, but, again, he only picks up 3 yards. Now it'll be a punting situation. Baumbach back deep. He'll stand just inside his own 30-yard line.
Reed's got to be a great dancer at prom.
Yeah.
Here comes the kick. by Adams Central. A pretty good kick this time. It's going to come down, and they fumble the football down here at the 15-yard line, but they fall on top of it. Baumbach is down there to cover things up. The Patriots had a guy in the area. That was a Dylan Glazer, but he couldn't come up with it. They fumble the football, but McCook is right on top of it again. When luck is kind of going your way, luck goes your way for the entire night.
Yeah, they've kind of had it going their way the whole evening. We get here, and this is quite a setup out here. I played here years and years ago in high school in a playoff game against McCook, and it was nothing ever like they have now. They've got smoke and an inflatable blow-up. They bring the team in, lead them in with Harley Davisons. I guess when you've got a successful program, you go all out.
All right, so here comes Caleb Sheets and the offensive unit here from McCook. We got just 32 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Bison comfortably ahead. Baumbach has got to call again as he goes across the 20 out to about the 22-yard line. Actually, that's a new running back into the ball game now. This is Duncan Fassler. Duncan Fassler is into the ball game now. A 5'10", 185-pound junior carrying the football there. Fassler, 18 carries for 115 yards coming into the football game here tonight. He picks up about six on that last play, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Third quarter comes to an end here in McCook tonight. The Patriots in big trouble as they trail after three quarters. It's McCook 30, Adams Central nothing. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
The Columbus Day sale is on now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Revitalize your bedroom with four-piece bedroom sets including dresser, mirror, headboard, and nightstand as low as $4.99. Treat yourself and enjoy the luxury of a lift recliner, only $4.99. No interest financing is available too. 24 months, subject to credit approval. Hurry into Furniture Direct on South Burlington in Hastings, behind Sonic, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back in McCook for third quarter numbers. Brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. In that third quarter, McCook really a ground assault. 12 carries, 76 yards. They had 31 yards through the air from Sheets. He was perfect. 3 of 3 passing, 107 total yards in just the third quarter, and 6 first downs. For AC, it was 3 of 6 passing by Brecken Reed, 31 yards, just 15 yards on the ground, so 46 total yards of offense and 2 first downs for AC. And McCook with the football to start this fourth quarter. AC trails 30 to nothing without a win tonight. AC is done for the season.
Second down and 6 yards to go here for the Bison. They'll work from our left to our right here in the fourth and final quarter. Busting through there is going to be Fassler. Fassler is going to be close to the 30-yard line before he's finally wrestled down here by AC. So Fassler carrying the ball. Tackle is made in there by the Adams Central defense. That's Austin Heineken in on the stop there for AC out of the linebacker position. That's going to be another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they bring the ball to the 30-yard line. So Adams Central fell behind 17 to nothing after the first quarter. McCook adds a touchdown in the second quarter. They score one in the third. They were sitting at 30 to nothing. Adams Central, I don't think, has made it by the 30-yard line of McCook yet tonight. Bison will come in motion out of the near side. Sheets still in there at quarterback, hands the ball away. They get a couple of yards across the 30, out to about the 32-yard line. Carrying the ball there was Zach Schlager. Zach Schlager is a 190-pound, 6'2" sophomore out of the ball game for Mike Gross and the Bison. So they bring the ball out to about the 32-yard line. Second down and 8 yards to go. Clock is running, 11 minutes to play in the ball game.
And I don't imagine you're going to see Schlager or Baumbach any more into this ball game late in the game with a commanding 30 to nothing lead as McCook will appears to go on to a 8-1 record now and win or the Class B playoffs. This will be a dangerous team in the playoffs.
Sheets under center. Toss sweep comes to the short side of the field across the 35, 37, 38-yard line. Run out of bounds here on the near side as Baumbach back in the ball game. He is ridden down here by Tyler Ziegler for the Adams Central defense. So it's now a third down in two situations. So Baumbach is back in there for the McCook Bison. So third down here for McCook. They've got the football at their own 38-yard line. Wide receivers go left and right. Sheets with a couple of running backs to each side of him here as he waits for the snap. Sheets has got the ball, runs the option play, keeps it to himself. Sheets across the 40 to the 45-yard line where he's blasted there and brought down to the turf at the 45. But that's going to be enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down there for the McCook Bison.
First down number 16 on the night for McCook. And again, another rushing first down there for them. Sheets picks up nearly 6 yards. Gets the football out around the 45-yard line with the clock continuing to roll here at 9:50.
Hastings High is out on top of Lexington in the fourth quarter. It's 18-7. Hastings High looking for their third win in this 2015 season. There's a handoff. Big hole across the 50. 45-40 comes to the near sideline. 35-30 down the sideline. 25-20. 15, and he's run out of bounds. Joe Schlager, blazing speed. He gets outside, tiptoes his way down the near sideline, and Schlager nearly took that baby to the house. Finally knocked out of bounds here after a nice run. Schlager is going to be out of bounds here at the 23-yard line. That's enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down for the Bison.
That is 17 of them on the night, and on the carry for Schlager, 32 more yards to his credit, and they've got the football into AC territory all the way down to the 20. Actually, the 23-yard line.
Hastings St. Cecilia leading Sandy Creek 49-6. They're in the fourth quarter of play at Duncan Field. It's 30-0 here. McCook all over Adams Central in his District 7 championship ball game. Schlager with the ball, spins, takes the ball down to about the 20-yard line, where he's covered up again by Tyler Ziegler, a linebacker for the Patriots. So a pickup of about 3 yards in the play. It's second down and 7 yards to go. McCook just marching toward the Adams Central goal line again, running some clock here in the fourth quarter. Down to 9:09 left. So Adams Central, unless they can pull a rabbit out of their hat, going to finish off the season at 4 wins and 5 losses and probably will miss the Class B state playoffs. Wide receivers split out wide to the left side. That's Bryant. Here's an inside handoff again, running with the ball across the 15 down to the 14-yard line. So McCook getting some new folks into the ball game as they move this one down to the 14. That's Fassler carrying the ball there. Duncan Fassler carrying the mail there. And now they're looking at third down and short. Third down and about a yard to go down here at the Adams Central 14-yard line.
And again, we talked about this football team coming in very talented on both sides of the ball, big as they always are. And again, this offensive line just really controlling things right now, open up some pretty good seams for their many running backs, as many as four of them have been in the game here tonight.
Here's Fassler. He gets the call again. He's got the first down and more as he brings it across to 15 down to about the 12-yard line. It's going to be another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Tonight's game under the lights is brought to you by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950 with complete electrical service for all of your commercial, industrial, and residential needs. Call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757, or you can visit them online at KriegerElectric.com. First down, 10 yards to go here for the Bison. They get the ball down here at the Adams Central 11-yard line. McCook moving from our left to our right here in the fourth and final quarter here tonight. There's a handoff, and that's going to be blown up as Schlager is going to be hit on the play. That's Winkler, I think, back in there for Adams Central. Max Winkler gets the stop. That's a loss of a couple of yards on the play back here at the, they're going to give him forward progress to the 13, so a loss of about a yard in the play. Second down and 11 yards to go. 13 for the touchdown, down to 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 30-0. McCook has got the lead. Isaac Larson, your wide receiver, is split to the left side. Tight backfield here with a quarterback and then a running back to each side here. Sheets with the ball, wants to throw, fakes it, now runs it. 10-yard line, and he's going to be brought down here at about the 8. So Caleb Sheets running with the ball there. Tackle is made by Tyler Ziegler again for the Adams Central defense. It's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down at about, 6 yards to go for the Bison for the first down. They've got it in the red zone of Adams Central again. And it's 30-0 ball game. Bryant, the wide receiver, splits to the left side. Caleb Suda will go with him to that far side. Also another wide receiver there. So they got trips out wide to the left side. They're going to have a guy that goes in motion. Well, he's going to take off too early there. That was Suda. Caleb Suda took off about a count too soon there as he was already clearing the linebackers there before the ball was snapped. It's going to be an illegal procedure call. Might look good in Canada.
Yeah.
You can do that in Canada, okay. Or you can do it maybe for the Nebraska Danger Indoor Football League. Yeah, can't do it here.
No, not here. You can take off, though. And in those leagues, we look at the penalty, 6 on McCook and 5 against Adams Central here tonight.
Not bad for this crew.
No, not bad at all.
It is going to be a third down situation. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in this football game, it's 30-0. McCook Bison have got the lead. Bryant, your wide receiver to the left. Isaac Larson will go with him. One single setback in the backfield. Here's Sheets. He wants to roll to his left. He's got the ball. He unloads. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted at the 10-yard line for Adams Central. Brings it back to the 15. Patriots intercept the ball. That's Warmstadt. Kyler Warmstadt gets the interception there for Adams Central as he gets his first pick of the season. And that thwarts that particular drive for the McCook Bison. So Kyler Warmstadt to the rescue there, keeping the Bison out of the end zone. Warmstadt returns the ball back out here to the 17-yard line. So AC has got another chance here in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in this one.
Only the second interception for Sheets on the season. Again, he didn't play much of the year after breaking his jaw in that first game.
Brecken Reed is going to stay in there at quarterback. He's going to hand the ball away. And like we have seen so many times tonight, the penetration just gets in there and nails the Patriots for a loss. That's Zexter carrying the ball, and Zexter loses a yard in the play. He's still trying to get to 1,000, isn't he?
He's got to get to 46. He's at 29. 13 carries, 29 yards. Needs 46 total.
Second down and 11 yards to go. Is a loss of 1 on that last play. 5.5 to go here in this football game. Wide receivers come to the left side. Brecken Reed waiting for the snap. He's got one running back in the backfield as they try to set up the coverage here. Now Brecken Reed wants to throw, throws it down the left sideline. Spady is out there. He makes the catch at the 38-yard line. There's the Spady that we have seen all year long. Cole Spady goes high in the air to grab that one. Climbs the ladder as he pulls it in, and that's going to be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down out here at the 38-yard line.
11th first down of the night for Adams Central, and for Spady, that was good for 24 yards. That is 3 catches now and 30 yards for Spady in the ballgame.
All right, so Adams Central has got the ball, though, officially marking here at the 39 on the near side hash. Wide receivers, 3 of them out to the right side. 2 will come to the left side of the formation. Brecken Reed with an empty backfield. Again, they show blitz here. Even with a 30-0 lead, they don't come with it. Brecken Reed backs up, throws a home run ball down in the center of the field. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted right back there. That's Caleb Suda. All he had to do was play center field. They just threw it up there. They tried to get the ball in the center of the field to a Peyton Broderick. Suda goes up to intercept the ball there for the McCook Bison. And McCook will get the football back. For Suda, that's interception number 3. On the 2015 season.
For Reed, that is just his 7th interception on the year. And that one there was intended for Kyler Warmstadt. Again, that ball was thrown high in the air. Several guys had a chance to readjust and get back on it. It was up for grabs. And McCook comes up with a turnover.
Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. We've got our coach's post-game show. Then Merritt Lawson will be along with a CPI Mr. Tires scoreboard show. All the scores from this 9th and final week of the regular season for 2015 will have playoff football beginning next week on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. There's a handoff. That's going to be Fassler with the ball, and Fassler is going to be stopped into play. Winkler again over there for Adams Central and Warmstadt. We got the other quarterback in there now. This is Easton Gillen. Easton Gillen is now in there. He's a junior quarterback, 5'9", 145-pounder. He took over for McCook after Sheets went down in that first ball game and really performed pretty well all season long. As a team that's sitting at 7-1 in the season, they become more of a running style of a team with Gillen in there. He's not quite the thrower that Sheets is. But Gillen is in there now at the quarterback, mopping up here in this football game with a Bison comfortably ahead 30-0 in this ball game. There's a running play up inside. That didn't go for much. Carrying the football there from McCook is going to be Dawson Brunswick, who is in there now. Brunswick, a 5'11", 165-pound senior. Third down and 8 yards to go. Clock is running, 3:37 to play. Here in the football game, the Bison are out on top of Adams Central. The score is 30-0. Line of scrimmage is the 32-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. There's a handoff again, fighting for some running room as they bring the ball to the 35 to the 36-yard line. Carrying the football there for McCook was Hunter Potthoff. Potthoff is a 5'9", 135-pound sophomore, so everybody getting to see some playing time here in the final couple of minutes of this ball game. And now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation, and McCook will have to punt the football away. So McCook punts the football away here on this fourth down situation. Adams Central will send a single safety back here deep at the 30-yard line. Low snap. They're going to get this thing away. A high kick here. They're going to signal for a fair catch. Wormstat will grab it at about the 33-yard line.
Fair catch is called, first and 10.
So the Patriots will have the ball one final time here at the 33-yard line.
Well, we look at some numbers here in this second half. Again, on the ground, 150 yards for McCook. That's what they like to do is ground and pound. The quarterback Sheets is 3 of 3 passing for 31 yards. He did have one interception here in this quarter. And look at AC. They've only had 4 rushing plays and 7 pass plays here in this whole second half. They haven't had the football a whole lot. They've only rushed for 14 yards here in the second half. 55 yards of passing for Brecken Reed.
Hastings St. Cecilia has beaten Sandy Creek tonight 55-6. There's a pitch play. This is going to be Zexter with the ball across the 35 to the 40 as he brings the ball to the 42-yard line. Zexter picks up about 9 yards in the play, second down in the yard. You suppose he knows he is nearing the 1,000-yard mark? is the coach keeping that down there? Zexter carrying the ball there.
Well, he needs 8 more.
All right, he's got
plenty of time.
2 minutes and 15 seconds to do it. Just keep feeding him the ball.
Feed the pig to him.
Yep. Second down in the yard from the 42-yard line of Adams Central. 3 wide receivers split to the right side. Zexter in the backfield. They run the option play the other way. Zexter's got the ball. He's at the 45 to the 50. He's across the 50 down to the 47-yard line of McCook. So that's going to be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. He takes it down to the 47-yard line. So Adams Central has moved the ball now into McCook territory. Down to a minute and 53 seconds to play.
I give him 9 on that carry. That's the 11th first down. I'll give him 47 on the night. So I got him at 1,001 unofficially. But he didn't play some games. He was injured in the early part of the season.
Yeah, he didn't play the first game against the Northwest, but he was in after that. Here's another running play. Zexter has got the ball again. Sweep near side, 45 to the 40, down to the 39-yard line. They want to make sure he's going to get the 1,000 yards here. Tackle is made by Zach Schlager down there for McCook. So they got the ball down here at the 39-yard line. We're going to have a timeout called at Hess Auto Body Shop timeout here with 127 seconds to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. McCook, 30. Adams Central, nothing.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors. Or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High is leading Lexington in the fourth quarter 24-7. Hastings St. Cecilia winners tonight in their ball game with Sandy Creek. Final score there was 55-6. All the scores coming up on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central with the ball, second down and a yard. They've got it down here at the 39-yard line of McCook. There's a running play again. A pitch play goes to a Zexter. Eludes one man. He's hit. Down he goes. Zexter down at about the 37. They only needed one as they run the low option play to the wide side of the field. We'll see where they spot the football. I don't think they got it to the first down stakes. They're going to bring up a third down situation. Third down. Now they're going to say, yep, it's close enough.
Yeah, Jimmy wants a makeup call.
Yep, there's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they will wind the clock here with a minute and 16 seconds to play. Player of the game coming up, the coach's post-game show. Then we'll have our CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Get ready for the 2015 state playoffs that are getting underway next week. Backing up, Brenken Reed. He's got the ball. He's going to air it out to the center of the field. Spady goes up to try to make the catch and can't do it down around the two-yard line. Back in coverage there was Easton Gillen for the McCook Bison. That's going to be an incomplete pass. Not a great night throwing the football tonight for Brenken Reed, the quarterback for EC. Second down here. Second down and 10 yards to go from the 37-yard line of McCook as they try to finish things off on a season-ending touchdown drive here. Reed is throwing the ball around a lot, however, here in this ball game. Two wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Two will come to the left. Zexter in the backfield now as he switches from the left to the right side of the quarterback. They fake the ball to him. Brenken Reed wants to air it out down the right sideline. He's got a guy out there, a jump ball, and that one is nearly caught down there at the 1 yard line. They had it in his hands, and that one was nearly caught by Kyler Wormstadt. Back there in coverage for McCook was a Kyle Geisler. Geisler, a reserve defensive back, a junior for the McCook Bison. And now it's third down. Patriots doing all they can to get in the end zone here tonight. 30-0 is the score. The Bison have the lead. Ball is sitting here at the 37-yard line of McCook. It's on the far side hash mark. Two wide receivers each way now for Brenken Reed. One lone setback, Zexter in the backfield to his left. They fake the ball to him. Reed wants to throw the ball again. Dances in a pocket, comes to the near side, directing traffic, then takes off. He's at the 35 to the 30, and he's run out of bounds here as he reaches for the first down stakes. That was a third down call there as Brenken Reed just trying to scramble to the near sideline for the first down, and he's going to have it. So Brenken Reed is popped out of bounds here as he's run out of bounds at the 26-yard line. So another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down, now with 35 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter.
You talk about Reed's numbers throwing. I got him unofficially at a 131 on the night. We'll give him 11 on that carry there, and he extends the drive with just 35 and a half seconds left.
Wide receiver Spady is going to split out wide to the right side. Tom Schnazy is into the ball game now. He'll go as a wide receiver to the right side. Here's Brenken Reed, wants to throw that way. Brenken Reed has still got the ball. He takes off again, 25 to the 20, 15 to the sideline, 10, and he's hit down hard inside the 10-yard line down to about the 8. Knocked on a play down there. Tackle was made by Isaac Larson for McCook. And now they got the ball in a first down and goal situation down at the 3-yard line, and the Patriots are going to call a timeout here with 26.2 seconds to play. So a Hess Auto Body Shop timeout. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a new paint job or auto body work, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body. They're at 208 West South Street in Hastings. They'll get your vehicle looking good with every little timeout. We'll have more after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Middle of the seventh inning of the American League Championship Series. Kansas City continues to lead the Toronto Blue Jays 2-1. Royals can wrap up the American League pennant with a win tonight. 2-1, they're in the middle of the seventh inning at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Adams Central on a second down and goal situation. Actually, first down and goal from the 3-yard line. Brenken Reed wants to throw, stands in a pocket, being pressured. Goes to the far side. Brenken Reed has still got it. He throws the ball into the end zone. Is caught for the touchdown. That's a Schnazy grabbing the ball. He's caught for the touchdown. So Adams Central gets on the scoreboard here on an 8-yard touchdown pass with 17 seconds to play in the ballgame.
Well, and again, Brenken Reed doing all he could back there, trying to buy all the time in the world. He rolls to the right, to the far side of the field, and then he looks back all the way across the field. Schnazy wide open there, hits him on an 8-yard touchdown pass, so the Patriots get on the board.
So it's now a 30-6 ball game with 17.4 seconds to play. 8-yard touchdown pass, Brenken Reed to Schnazy. Now we have the PAT coming up here from Adams Central. Sebastian Heyman in the ball game for the PAT. The ball is up there, and the kick is good. So AC gets on the scoreboard late in the ball game. 17 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now McCook 30, Adams Central 7.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 30-7. McCook has got the lead over Adams Central. It was 17-0 at the end of the first quarter, 23-0 at halftime. McCook adds a touchdown in the third to make it 30-0, and now the Patriots scoring here late in the ball game to make it a 30-7 ball game as AC will kick off now with 17.4 seconds to play. They just squibbed this one down along the ground. Takes a bad hop and it gets back to the deep man anyway as they bring it back to the center of the field and it goes sliding down. Baumbach goes sliding down at about the 25-yard line. So about one more snap and that's going to be all she wrote. Patriots going to finish the season at 4-5. Again, there's a outside chance that they can still getting as a wild card in Class B, but a lot of things would have to happen here tonight, and the stars would have to be aligned just right. It'd take a miracle to get them in to the Class B state playoffs, but again, the official pairings will be announced tomorrow by the NSAA, and chances are the Patriots will not be included in the 16-team Class B field.
I would think that Adams Central possibly has put the most miles on as any team. You look at them first games they played, they were out to Scotts Bluff, and they were all over the place out west.
There's a knee taken by Gillen, and that's going to be probably the final snap of the ball game. And this one's going to come to a screeching halt. So the McCook Bison here on their home field, they win it here tonight. McCook tuning up for the playoffs to get underway next week. McCook will be a tough team to oust, I'll guarantee, in the Class B state playoffs. McCook, they improved to 8 wins and 1 loss on the season. Adams Central going to finish at 4 wins and 5 losses. They lose their first 4 games of the season, come back and win 4 straight. And in the District 7 championship ball game tonight, fell behind early in the first quarter as the fireworks are going off now in one of the end zones here. The fireworks are going off, and Adams Central loses in this District 7 championship ball game by a score of 30-7. Welcome back. Check the numbers as we continue with high school football on 1230 KHAS.
Speed matters. With the kids back in school and the whole family online, keep everyone happy with wireless LTE internet from Glenwood. Research a school project on your iPad, on the home office computer, or using Wi-Fi to save minutes on your phone's data plan. It can all happen at once. Reliable speeds are available from 3 to 12 megabits. Glenwood offers local service and support with exceptional customer service. Update your internet today. Call 866-756-4746 or visit shopglenwood.net.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
All right, McCook knocks off the Adams Central Patriots tonight by the score of 30-7 in our Class B District 7 championship ball game here tonight. Patriots season over at 4 wins and 5 losses. Not a good start tonight for Adams Central. They were against the wind in the first quarter. In fact, the wind's blowing at about 25 miles per hour to start the ball game. On the first offensive possession for AC, they were backed up toward the their own end zone. They had to punt the ball away. It was bobbled in the end zone by the punter of Adams Central, and it was loose in the end zone. It was finally recovered by McCook for a touchdown. That came with 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first quarter following the PAT. It was a McCook jumping out to the early lead over Adams Central. It was 7-0. Second offensive possession again. The Patriots were forced to punt the football. This time they got off a 13-yard punt. A short field again for McCook. The Patriot defense held somewhat as they were forced to go for a field goal. As Sam Smith hit a 22-yard field goal for McCook to go out on top 10-0. That was with 5:40 to play in the first quarter. Patriots again could not do anything with the ball. They had to punt the ball for the third time in the first quarter against the wind. This time they got off a 24-yard punt. They had a short field again, and McCook took it in from 2 yards out for the eventual touchdown. That one was scored by Caleb Sheets. It was 17-0 at the end of the first quarter. The Patriots had just 7 yards and one first down in that opening quarter of play. McCook scores another touchdown in the second quarter, a 9-yard run from Brett Bomsbach. The PAT was blocked, and it was 23-0 in favor of McCook at halftime. The Bison scoring again in the third quarter on a 2-yard run by Bomsbach. The PAT good this time. They made it 30-0. Then the Patriots scoring right before the end of the ball game with 17 seconds to play. Brecken Reed threw a touchdown pass to Tom Schnazy that covered 8 yards. PAT good. Final score, McCook 30, and the Adams Central Patriots 7.
Final game numbers are brought to you again by the Food Cupboard. In Hastings, find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. For the McCook Bison, their quarterback, Caleb Sheets, he goes all night. He finishes the game 8 of 13 passing, 63 yards. He had one ball intercepted here this evening. But the rushing game really got going in the second half. They had 150 yards on the ground in the second half. And on the night, 41 carries, 251 yards for McCook on the ground. So 314 of total offense in the ball game, 18 first downs. Leading guys for them is Brett Bombach finishes the night, 9 carries, 59 yards. He also has 3 catches for 23 yards. And Joe Schlager finishes the night with 11 carries and 105 yards for McCook. For Adams Central in the ballgame, Brecken Reed ends the night 16 of 29 passing, 140 yards. He has one touchdown and one interception on the night. That touchdown come late in the game there to Schnazy. The Patriots with 22 carries and 88 yards, so 228 yards of total offense in the ballgame on 16 first downs. Individual leaders receiving, Kyler Wormstadt finishes the night 3 receptions, 23 yards. Peyton Broderick finishes with 3 receptions and 19 yards. Cole Spady, 3 receptions, 38 yards. Mark Zexer, 4 receptions and 30 yards. Zexer also with 17 carries for 56 yards. Unofficially gives him 10-10, 1,010 yards on the season. But again, Adams Central falls victim to McCook as McCook moves on. They are now 8-1 and looking to make some noise in Class B playoffs.
All right, so the McCook Bison win at 30-7 tonight over Adams Central. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings' link to high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
The player of the game is brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, GMC, Cadillac, BMW, and Hyundai at 1708 South Webb Road in Grand Island and online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
And Adams Central drops this one here tonight to McCook. Final score 30-7. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Kyler Wormstadt had 3 receptions tonight, 23 yards. Peyton Broderick had 3 receptions for 19 yards. Cole Spady held just 3 receptions tonight for 38 yards. Then Mark Zexter had 4 receptions and 30 yards for AC. Also carried the ball 17 times for 56 yards. All counted as far player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
This football season, keep your favorite game day traditions running strong with the power and dependability of a brand new pickup. If you've been wanting a new truck, Tom Dinsdale Automotive has an unbeatable selection on their lot. Test drive your favorites and pick the one that's right for you. From Omaha to Denver and Kansas City to Sioux Falls, Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island is your truck destination.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
The game tonight for Adams Central. Boy, the yards came tough against this McCook defense tonight. Mark Zexter, 4 receptions and 30 yards. Again, he carried the ball 17 times tonight, 56 yards. He ends up unofficially with 1,010 yards for the 2015 season. Mark Zexter is going to be our player of the game tonight for Adams Central as the Patriots drop this one to McCook by a score of 30-7. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game is brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, GMC, Cadillac, BMW, and Hyundai. Located at 1708 South Webb Road in Grand Island and online at dinsdaleauto.com. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame show up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Now, back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
And it was McCook tonight knocking off Adams Central, final score at 30-7 here for the District 7 championship ball game as head coach Sean Mulligan joins us in the postgame show. And Coach, thanks for coming up. A tough goal here tonight against McCook. We knew it was going to be a tough sledding, and it did not get off to a very good start for you guys.
No, we've played them 2 years in a row now, and we just shoot ourselves in the foot right at the beginning of the game and dig ourselves a big hole, and we just never could get out of it.
You were against the wind in the first quarter, and it was huge. We kind of talked about that during the pregame show about how much of a factor it was going to be. You guys couldn't pick up a first down down there in the first three series, and things just kind of got away from you there.
No, and we struggled the whole game offensively, and that's why I'm really, really disappointed right now, because I thought coming into this game, I thought we could throw the ball on them, and I thought we could be effective running the ball, and I just really feel like I left the team down as far as how we played offensively, because we just weren't able to do anything all night long.
How'd they take that away from you?
You know, they blitz a lot, and, you know, they're only sending 4 guys most of the time. It's a very aggressive defense, so we were having trouble running the ball, and we just weren't able to get in a rhythm with throwing the ball. We had protection at time, but we just, you know, weren't able to find the open receivers, because in the first half we had some guys that were open. We didn't hit them, and that's one of the things about throwing the ball, which I'm not a big fan of, is that if you can't make the reads and you don't deliver the ball on time, then sometimes you don't move the ball the way you would like to, but we just don't have the personnel to be able to run the power football like McCook does that I would like to. I'm happy with how we played all year long. And we, you know, honestly, to play a quality team like McCook and lose 30-7 and start off the way we did, I'm proud of how the kids continued to battle, because this could have got ugly real quickly, and it didn't. So my hat goes off to those kids on the field.
You had a breakdown in the very first series. You had your punter lose the ball in the end zone. That resulted in a touchdown and a couple of short kicks there against the wind. I think we had 13 yards and the other one on the 24 yards. You just played the entire first quarter on this end of the field.
Yeah, and we made a more concerted effort on the punt game, because we struggled last year with it immensely against them. And, you know, Isaac just dropped the ball, and, you know, it's not like he tried to do that or anything like that. And then I think that got in his head a little bit the next punt, and he just kind of shanked it a little bit. And, you know, those things happen. That's why you're playing with high school kids and And sometimes the ball bounces your way and sometimes it didn't. So we just didn't get off to a good start.
Played a lot better, I thought, in the second quarter. We kind of switched the field around. We couldn't get anything going offensively, but defensively we made some stops going in the other direction.
Josh Lewis does a fantastic job with our defense. And the kids, I told them at halftime, I said, I'm very happy with how we played defensively because we just we were in the hole the entire game. We got a field goal off their short field after that second punt, and you know they scored. And like one of the kids said, after those first two, he said they only scored like 9 points or something like that. And then in the second half, they got one touchdown. But we just didn't give ourselves a chance offensively because we weren't able to develop any momentum. We were driving there one time, and then we had a fumble, lost a little bit of momentum, and try to get a field goal on the board to go in the halftime happy, and we just have a breakdown on the left side of our PAT team, and they come right through and block it. So it was just one of those things where it just didn't seem like anything went our way tonight.
Mark Zuckster, again, the yards were tough to come by. 4 receptions, 30 yards. He did pick up 17 carries and 56 yards, got him over the 1,000-yard mark, and it's just kind of a blessing for him. He's had a great year for you guys.
Yeah, it is. And I was just calling the game like I would any other game, and then in the fourth quarter I knew that we were close to it, so I wanted to make sure that he got to that point. And then once I knew he got to that point, then the goal was to try to finish on a high note and get a touchdown at the end of the season. And I was happy that Tom Schnazy caught that last touchdown because he's been a great kid for us this year. And he's had some issues with his back this year. So for him to maybe play his last senior game and get a touchdown at the end of the game is a nice reward for him.
Talk about how stiff their defense was. Cole Spady coming in has had a really good year. I noticed a couple different times they had 3 guys on him.
Well, and that's been the whole entire season. I honestly didn't think that McCook would do a whole lot differently. Every week we show up and the team that we're playing is running a completely different coverage and package that we've seen all year long. And it's because of Cole Spady. They're changing their personnel and how they're lining up because he's that good of a receiver. And he still had a very good receiving season. He's led the state in receptions, yards, and in touchdowns. But he's been double covered from about week 4 on. And so it's been harder to find the ability to get the ball in his hands. And he luckily has been pretty patient with it. But, yeah, I mean, they did a good job of taking him away tonight and everybody away, to be honest.
He's just a junior. You have him back next year.
Yeah, yes. And he's been a blessing this year. And we have a lot of our skill guys coming back. Our offensive and defensive line, we're going to have to fill in some holes too. But we'll be okay. We'll be okay.
You and I have talked about this throughout the course of the season, how this team is growing up. We could have folded the tent after the fourth ball game of the season, but you guys come back and get 4 straight wins and put you in a position tonight to play for this district championship.
And I told the kids, especially the seniors there in the huddle at the end, is that I said, I hope as you go on through life, and people talk about your high school career and stuff like that, and, you seniors say, well, how good were you when you were a senior? Well, we're 4-5. I said, be proud of that. And there's still a slight outside chance that we could qualify for the playoffs. We'll find out tomorrow morning, but I think might maybe get a position or two out of it. But I said, be proud, because we're a good football team. And I think if you ask the McCook coaching staff and the players, we're a good football team, but our record is 4-5 just based on the fact that we played 5 teams that are all going to be in the playoffs, and 3 or 4 of those are exceptional football teams. And minus the Scotts Bluff game where we didn't play real well in the first half, we've played well the entire season, and that's a compliment to the kids being the smallest Class B school and undersized in the offensive and defensive line, and we don't have as many players, and they're rotating people in and out, that it's tough to win because football is a game of numbers, and it does produce a benefit. As you could see on their sideline, they had just a few more kids than what we had.
And about 12 coaches that you guys didn't have either.
Yeah. Well, so Coach Luce is as good as about 3 or 4 of theirs, so we're all right.
So EC finishes the season in all likelihood here tonight. You move on to the toughest part, and that's the offseason. They're trying to get better. Where's this team have to get better for next year?
We just got to continue to do the things that make you a better football player, and that's get in the weight room, get stronger, get faster, make a commitment to be involved in other sports. We really preach to have our kids be multi-sport athletes. I don't want my kids being just football players. I want them to wrestle. I want them to play basketball. I think everybody should be out for track. If they play baseball, that's fantastic, because you learn how to compete, you become a better athlete, you develop different skills that can translate over to the football field. So it's important for our kids to take some time off if we don't make the playoffs, and to be a kid for a while, but then hopefully find the next sport. And we do have some kids that are basketball first and wrestling first. Zexer is a wrestling first guy, but he's a very good football player, and being a good wrestler makes him a better football player, and being a football player makes him a better wrestler too. So the coaches are all on board at Adams Central just to continue to work to make yourself the best athlete that you can to give yourself the opportunity to play and win on your football games.
All likelihood, you'll be moving back to a C1 mm-hmm. next year, and it's maybe a team that's better equipped and better built to play in the C1 ranks next year.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, if this was a C1 team, there would be a lot of teams in C that would not want to play us, just based on the fact that in B, you don't have any weak spots, and you have big kids, and you have depth. And in C, you're a lot like us, where we were lucky this year where we really didn't have injuries. Cale missed one game, and Peyton missed one game. But other than that, we went the entire season with pretty much our entire football team, and that's very unusual. And in C, you know, you start losing a player here or there, and you know, a Cole Spady in C this year would have been, I don't know what he would have caught, just based on the fact that, you know, he had a fantastic season in B with them double covering with a lot of the talented people there too. So we'll continue to work. Brecken will be a big loss for us because he makes us diverse, but we'll see what we can do. And our kids are very proud of what we do here at Adams Central. And the fact that we haven't made the playoffs the last 2 years, I know, is a bite for me, and it's also a bite for them. So we need to get back on the winning track and get some playoffs.
Okay. Thanks for your help all season long. It's been fun.
Thank you. I really appreciate all the coverage you give for the kids.
All right, thanks. That's the head coach for Adams Central. It's Sean Mulligan against the Patriots, losing one here tonight to McCook by a score of 30-7. We'll take our final timeout. We'll come back right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Again, Hastings Saints is saying they were winners tonight as they knock off Sandy Creek at home by a score of 55-6. Hastings High Tigers, they were able to pick up a win tonight as well. They're on the road, and they beat Lexington tonight by a score of 24-7. One other score we might pass along here. It was a battle for the championship in District 6. A couple of undefeated teams going out. The Aurora Huskies coming back to beat York in the district championship ball game by a score of 38-35. The Huskies had a big lead in that ball game. York comes back, but the Aurora Huskies knock off York 38-35. We've got the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show coming up next. Merritt Lawson will be along. All the scores from last night, a lot of games were played last night. We'll get you those scores, a recap of what happened last night in case you missed some of the scores from last night. And we'll get you the scores that are being played here tonight throughout the broadcast here on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. We will tell you the American League Championship Series. They're in the top of the eighth inning right now in Coughlin Stadium in Kansas City. The Royals are looking to lock up the American League pennant tonight in their ball game against the Toronto Blue Jays. Kansas City has got the lead over Toronto 3-1. They're in the top half of the eighth inning. No Hastings College football tomorrow. The Broncos have their bye week tomorrow, so nothing on 1230 KHIS tomorrow afternoon. We've got Nebraska volleyball tomorrow night. The Huskers will take on the Wisconsin Badgers. 7 o'clock airtime, 7:30 for the first serve from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll have that for you tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. And, of course, the Nebraska football team, they will take on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow at Memorial Stadium. Early kickoff time, 11 o'clock for the start, 6 a.m. for the pregame show tomorrow on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Stick around. The scoreboard show is coming up next for Jimmy Purcell, for Bailey Crow, my producer and engineer. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from McCook.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-5678. High school football has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.